Liberation Day 2025 is here. It's April 2nd, 2025. All hell is breaking loose. We're about to break it down now.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We're about to enter day 72 of the return of the American Republic. At 3 p.m. Central today, Trump will have his historic announcement and press conference. I'll be co-hosting with Harrison Smith, hosting the War Room. Owen is out. So I'm going right through till 6 p.m. tonight. It kicks off right now, 11 a.m. Central. Trump's plan is working. ADP shows biggest jump in U.S. manufacturing jobs in a long time. We're going to get the specific details coming up here today with President Trump. But in the meantime, we have got so much to hit. But here is a compilation just put out this morning by the White House, posted on X, detailing what's happened so far and what is coming. This is so important. And remember, this is a participation sport, Paul Revere's. Share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X now. Here is the breakdown.
President Trump pushing ahead with his America First agenda.
Breaking news, Apple announced it's going to work with Foxconn to build a server factory in Texas by 2026.
The company says it is now planning to invest $500 billion in the U.S. economy.
The CEO of SoftBank pledging to invest $100 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years.
This is President Trump delivering on the promise he made to the American people on the campaign trail.
The idea is come to America, build greatness in America, build for American customers.
Project Stargate.
It's a joint venture between SoftBank, Oracle, and OpenAI, and they're going to create a data center that will eventually be expanded to other states.
Shows people are listening to Mr. Trump's pitch to bring new industry to America.
This is the latest pledge from a foreign business leader promising to spend big in the U.S. as a result of Trump's election victory.
Founder of the property development company DeMac Properties is pledging the money.
President Trump announcing $100 billion investment from Taiwan Semiconductor, bringing the company's total American investments to $165 billion.
The most powerful AI chips in the world will be made right here in America.
Things happen so quickly in the Trump world, right? It's 100 days. Right. It feels like it's 100 months. This is leadership. This is taking control of the problem for military, for everything, for industrial, for our economy. Even if it causes short-term pain, the reality is it is the right decision.
NVIDIA says it will invest hundreds of billions of dollars over the next 4 years, part of the manufacturing renaissance under President Donald J. Trump.
Furniture maker Prepack are shifting their operations from Canada to North Carolina.
Johnson & Johnson says it will invest more than $55 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years.
Hyundai announced a $20 billion investment.
With your leadership, Mr. President, Hyundai Motor Group is proud to be a stronger partner in America's industrial future.
This is the automobile industry, and now those plants largely have stopped and they're moving up to our country. Honda is building one of the biggest plants.
The trade story is certainly picking up speed here and pushing more countries to make these bigger investments.
It's another example of the Trump effect.
GE Aerospace announcing a nearly $1 billion investment into American manufacturing.
And Eli Lilly announcing plans to expand its manufacturing here in the United States.
$27 billion additional spend, bringing our total to more than $50 billion.
The money's rolling in, and this is in the past 60-some-odd days, Charles.
These are deep-pocketed folks who want to have a relationship, and they're really, it's just smart moves.
We are CMA CGM, one of the leaders in shipping and logistics around the world. Today, we are investing $20 billion.
Foreign leaders from around the world, investors from Silicon Valley to Wall Street to Main Street, have confidence again in our economy, in our markets, and in President Trump.
The Trump effect this morning, a string of massive wins for American manufacturing. The numbers speak for themselves. Wisconsin-based Clarios is putting up $6 billion to expand its American operation. And what's driving these decisions? Well, President Trump's aggressive Made in America policies and his commitment to bringing industry back to American soil. This is exactly what Trump promised. America First is back.
America's long surrender is over. Trump is working his heart out for us, and so am I. We are all in this together. Back in 60 seconds. It's Liberation Day. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Have such incredibly amazing and dangerous and exciting political news today, our top story would be SpaceX doing the first human orbit of the North and South Poles. Spectacular HD footage, and just like the other planets, you can look at with your own personal telescope around and turn. Yes, we have a round planet, and the flat earthers are going completely ape. So later in the broadcast, I'm going to go over this spectacular footage and the astronauts opening up the big window on the giant capsule, biggest ever made, taken up there by those Falcon Heavy and Starship boosters. It is incredible. Another incredible pioneering victory by SpaceX and our space field marshal, Elon Musk. All right, today is Liberation Day. And I have a very good idea what Trump is going to announce. They've said that he's keeping it under his hat, but he's not. They were range finding and testing with the tariffs of the last 70 days that have been throttled up and down to prepare the markets and normalize this. And that is a very Trumpian thing that he does. And he's also been educating the public. Hey, Japan has 700% tariffs on us, and China 300%, and Canada 300 to 500, and different products in Europe up to 1,000%. And that's just the tariffs. Not all the hidden tariffs, the value-added taxes and the carbon taxes and the regulations. Completely one-sided. And Trump simply wants reciprocal. If a country does zero, we do zero. Well, yesterday Israel dropped all their tariffs, some of which were as high as 200%, to zero. Good. I want to praise Israel for that. And Netanyahu, that's a good move. That's fair. Stop screwing us. It's completely reasonable what Trump is doing. And we have been basically deindustrialized, as you know, from the greatest industrial power the world ever seen after World War II up until the 80s. And Trump is right to criticize Reagan. Reagan didn't understand what was happening. He got manipulated on a lot of fronts. People that knew him very well, was a very good man and did a lot of good things, but he was wrong there. And then you saw what happened, the giant sucking sound. And then now all we have left is energy, which was being cut by the Democrats off, and weapons. And that long surrender is over. And we were being positioned for collapse, de-dollarization, being downgraded by the international rating agencies like Moody's and others, and the CFR and the Club of Rome and the UN and the CHICOMs were all saying the American exceptionalism and dominance is over. We were being positioned to be folded into the globalist system. But at the last minute we got Trump in, it's like some car 20 lengths ahead of you just slams on their brakes. You're going 70 miles an hour, but you see it right when it happens. And you make the split-second decision that you're not going to be able to stop. You look to your right, and you see there's a median open and the grass, and you make the decision to go over in the median and shoot around the car and not rear-end the idiot. That happened to me yesterday. The car just shot out from a side street right in front of me and then slammed on its brakes, and I just looked. Nobody was there. Shot around them. And that's what's happening. But we've made the decision. We've gotten Trump in at the speed he's moving. We are going around the median right now. And unless the idiots that pulled out in front of us decide to swing out the median themselves, we're going to get around this. But we're not around it yet. We are in the danger zone right now. And the globalists are trying now to swing the car back out in front of us. The question is, will they be able to? And we're going to find out real soon. They got a lot of put options and naked shorts, the record level built in. They've sucked out almost $3 trillion now into the EU stock market that's completely overvalued. If you think ours are, it's way worse than the Chinese stock market. But Trump on so many fronts has outmaneuvered them that it's up in the air. I'd say it's about 60-40 right now that we avoid a serious recession and then dig out of this quickly. 40% chance that the economy is going to get real bad real quick. It already is. We're trying to pull out of that. And I think the public's smart enough to understand that the correction will take 6 months to a year. Lutnick has said that. Lutnick tends to think we're going to have the big recession or the deep, quick recession. Trump is optimistic as always. He's out there cheerleading. He thinks we can avert it. It doesn't matter. It's the only choice we've got. I've had so many top economists on. I've read what they're saying across the board. They all agree Trump is doing the only moves, which are the perfect moves, because they're the only moves we've got. And so for people cheerleading against this, mainly leftists and others, but also some holier-than-thou right-wingers or, you know, I mean, it's the same crowd that just thinks everything's a lie. The earth's really flat, and, you know, Trump's really evil, and Elon's evil, and I'm evil, and, you know, there's nobody good but them, and it's a small minority of people, but they're very vocal, and they're disgusting. They're disgusting. And I see them comment all the time, God, look at Jones sucking on Trump's ding-dong. Look at Jones brown-nosing Elon Musk. Why does Jones talk about Trump and Musk so much? Have you looked at who our champions are that are at point-blank range in battle with the globalists? The globalists are throwing everything they got at them, trying to start and expand wars, trying to crash the economy, burning stuff down, making enemy hit list. The very same law firms suing Trump and Musk are the ones that have been attacking me. I mean, I'm literally in the frontline trenches with Trump and Musk. And so we're brothers in arms in the info war. I am proud to endorse Trump. I am proud to back Musk. My God, this is self-preservation for me. And in case you hadn't noticed, we're all in the same boat together, people, but it's real, real for me. It's real for my crew. They've seen firsthand the shenanigans that we're finally going to release tomorrow. I had to have lawyers review it all, and even more stuff came out, and it's spent a lot of time. It's done. The lawyers have greenlit it. It's the big corruption and what they've been doing. You think you've learned some bad stuff before. You ain't seen nothing yet. It all comes out tomorrow. Paul Weiss, the sanctioned, paid a $40 million fine with it to Trump. They're still doing all the same crap. Ed Martin, who's already the acting U.S. attorney in D.C., is investigating it. Schiff's blocked him from his confirmation. We are in a real fight here. And speaking of Musk, and then I'm going to get into all the news, and it's big. Musk always intended to be able to get his Doge operation in place and get out of it within 6 months. And people that don't know about Musk, I've always known a lot about him, but now I've really done the deep dive the last 3 or 4 years on him. If Musk is talking to you at one of his many companies and he's calling you a lot and you're hearing from him, you're about to get fired. He's not a micromanager. He gets the best people at every level, puts them in, puts incredible pressure on them with timetables, and he will sleep at the different companies he's had for 3 to 6 months. And everything he's done is a success, and he's totally focused on one mission at a time. Now, he's divided that some, helping get Trump in and now going after the bad guys and taking the heat. But I told you, he's not going to be there long. And it's a tactic where they went and took over a federal agency set up to track all the corruption and try to stop the corruption in Obamacare. They changed the name to Doge. And the people are in place now. And then he takes the heat for Trump. It's put in place, and then they just change the name from Doge to a new name, and then it's a bunch of people that are transparent but not celebrities and are the managers for Trump that Musk has managed to put in to make sure they're kicking ass, and then he steps back, and now they've got a whole new name and whole new people they've got to start demonizing and going after. And then all that political attack and all the billions they've spent in demonization and lawsuits just evaporates. And then Musk goes back into all his other companies and operations. So this was always planned. I can tell you from my sources that Trump has been begging Musk to stay on because they really, you know, like each other. They do a great job. And Trump admits it. He says, Musk takes a lot of the heat off of me. But Musk foresaw all of this and the escalating attacks and the negativity and always intended to stay 6 months. So I predict he will be leaving at the end of May. That's about 4 or 5 months of total time in this, but the operation will continue. He will then be fed all the corruption and all the information. He'll push it out on X. And other places, he'll be even more active in trying to counteract the Soros and deep state mass funding to steal, manipulate state and federal elections. But here it is. Trump hints that Musk and Doge may be coming to an end of the road. Politico. Here is Trump talking about it. And again, he's saying he hopes he stays, but that Musk has companies to run. And of course, the left will all call this a big giant victory. But that's not what this is. This is Musk stepping in to take the heat, to take the hits, to absorb it, to be a distraction for the left, while Trump gets all his people in, and his U.S. attorneys in, and his nominees in, so that Musk sucks all the oxygen out of them, where they mainly only focus on him instead of attacking Trump. And it's been extremely effective as a diversionary tactic. Now I can let you know what's happened here. But splendidly executed, and it's very, very exciting. And of course, Musk wins politically with who he backs more often than he fails, but by not fighting, you always fail. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. You know, Vince Lombardi. So that's where we are. Oh, look, oh, this is the Supreme Court race in Wisconsin, the commie Soros lady won. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, boy. Musk poll numbers down with a bunch of skewed polls. Meanwhile, Trump's are higher than ever, and Doge is higher than ever. If you look at the wide spectrum polls, Musk is more popular than ever. But it isn't about that. Leadership is about doing the right thing for the long term for humanity and taking the hits and then changing people's minds, not going with whatever you think's most popular at the time. The definition of leadership is doing what's right and leading, not going with what is popular at the moment or what you've been told is popular at the moment or what you won't get attacked for at the moment. InfoWars, Tomorrow's News Today, Alex Jones was right, is a quintessential example of the long game and believing in humanity and leadership. Myself, the crew, our guest, everything we've done is a gorgeous, thoroughbred, real McCoy, historic example of perseverance and dedication and sticking to your morals and sticking to your integrity. And I am just extremely pleased and satisfied with leaving it all in the field. And so the left always declares, I've been defeated here, I've been hurt there, ha ha ha, look at this, ooh, 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 look at that, oh, look at Jones, look at him. But the public knows I'm the man in the arena. I'm fighting for you because we're all in this together. I'm fighting for myself. But if I'm going to be free, you need to be free. And I'm here to rally Team Humanity. I'm here to rally patriots worldwide to believe in yourselves and to understand that we're promoting classic common sense freedom. And that's going to trump the globalist dystopia hellscape every time if we can just get our ideas out in front of people. And that's really the key. And it's you that move the ball down the field with your word of mouth. I cannot stress that enough. You are not the football stadium. You're not the grass. You're not the football. You're not the players. You're not the coaches. You're not the lights and the electricity. You're not the fans. You're not the beer and the popcorn and the hot dogs and the nachos. You're not the sky above the field. You're the whole game. You're the whole thing. You're the whole world. You are the ocean in which the fish swim, and you are the fish. You're everything. You are the people. I am the people. We the people, right? Politics is all downstream from grassroots. And I'm stating things everybody knows. But do we execute that? Do we carry that out? If the public really knew the choices in front of them, our job would be like that. But what's the Bible tell us? My people perish for lack of knowledge. Most people think knowledge is like a job or a frustrating or, oh, well, why would you want to know how that works? Because knowing how things work and then learning how other things work, when you get to a level, it all starts interconnecting and it's just amazing. It's the real world is the ultimate spectacle, and being part of it and learning that you could move it with your ideas and with your actions and with your will and with your industry is what it is to be made in the image of God. What is God? A creator, the builder, the giver of life. What does the image of that do? It reflects it. It empowers it. We are an instrument of God. We are the terraformers. We are God's nanotech. We are God's artificial intelligence. Be fruitful and multiply. We have been given infinity to expand in. This planet is the acorn that grows the mighty oak that then drops acorns across the ground that wash in the storm into the river so that mighty oaks grow down the banks all the way to the ocean. And then they spread life into the stars. That's what you are. You are the farmers. You're God's farmers. Pretty cool. Thomas Jefferson studied humans intensely. You can say we're warriors. You can say we're lovers. You can say whatever. We're explorers. But at the end of the day, you know what humans really are? We're farmers. We just want to be on a nice, big, green piece of property with our wives, children, our neighbors, our friends. Just living and working. But to farm the universe, there's going to be a lot of interesting adventures. Our job is to spread life throughout the cosmos, biological life, male and female, carbon. That's who we are, and that's who our maker is. Follow the directive. Join with God's plan and become complete. All right, I'm going to stop preaching. Back to Elon Musk. So you judge a tree by its fruits, and Elon Musk, hands down, was the game changer to put us across the goal line. He is irrevocably helping organize and focus information and humanity at the enemy and vaporizing them. We are vaporizing them. They are squealing in panic. They are flailing around in death throes. And they've got the hit teams on the ground trying to kill him. And then we're supposed to see somebody putting it all on the line and having his wealth reduced massively. And then say, well, because he's rich, you know, he's bad. Or he could have done this better or that better. The globalists want to make everybody poor and use their wealth for domination. Musk wants a rising tide to raise all ships, so does Trump. And that's called a renaissance economy, not a conquest economy. And so we owe President Trump for his courage and his will a lot of gratitude. We owe Elon Musk for his vision and his will and his courage a lot of gratitude. And we owe the OG patriots, going back even before G. Edward Griffin and Ron Paul and others, at the John Birch Society since the 1950s, for everything we've got now and the fact that we've turned the tide and are winning and gaining ground every minute. But it is the listeners of this broadcast and viewers, those that have spread the word, those that have empowered this transmission to be recognized by the good guys and the bad guys as the prime mover in the last 30 years for the victories we're having now. Without this broadcast, we would not be here. Without Trump, we would not be here. There's three things: InfoWars, Trump, and Musk. But what brought it first was you. You are the InfoWar. We did this. We laid the foundation, the launch pad. And Trump and Musk put the rocket up, and now it's gone up to the next level with us. I'm going to come back, hit all the news in great detail. Huge guest today. Stay with us and spread the word. Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now. The very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade, and it works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take three droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at the alexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at the alexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C plus. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at the alexjonesstore.com.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%, that's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure and check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. Quite frankly, I didn't develop Optimal Human when Big League came on as a big sponsor. And I told them the supplements I wanted from the companies I wanted. They went out and did what I wanted. People love them, and they're incredible. The turmeric, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. But they'd had this out for years, and I thought, my green caps are great. And, you know, this other company I use is great because, you know, green superfoods are amazing. And then I finally took it, and Harrison Smith took it. And I was like, my God. And by then, we'd been selling it 4 or 5 months, and it was already a top seller. The problem is there's so many ingredients and it's so hard to source and it's so clean, high standards, that it's sold out most of the time. We finally got a decent shipment of it in, but we never offered it for subscription because we just couldn't keep it. When you subscribe at thealexjonesstore.com, and then they keep it back for you so it never sells out. So go to thealexjonesstore.com and get your Optimal Human and so many other incredible products today. Check out all the great Patriot apparel. Make your life more healthy and enriched, and help keep us on the air as we take on the deep state at point blank range and win.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Liberation Day, and I want to get into the latest on what Trump is set to announce today. We already know, but we don't know the exact particulars. But I'm going to be breaking it all down coming up. Then, Roger Stone is on at the bottom of the next hour, an hour from now, on the two Republican victories in the House, with the seats being vacated by Matt Gaetz and by Walz, head of the NSA, the loss in Wisconsin. Then we're going to get into the incredible hearing with excerpts with Oliver Stone in Anna Paulina Luna's government corruption hearings, deep state investigation hearings. We'll also get into other strategy and inside baseball of what's coming next with Trump. He has some big breaking news. Then Ivan Raiklin, former Defense Intelligence Agency, Green Beret, lawyer, all that, confidant, and works with a lot of the top people like Flynn. He's got a lot of intel on the Democrats' plan to launch civil insurrection, which you already see, as I predicted. incrementally escalating now very, very quickly. So, again, other people aren't talking about this. General Flynn is, Ranklin is, Steve Bannon is. I harp on this because this is coming. It's going to get real bad. And exposing it and people hearing about it gets ahead of it in many ways. And there's a good chance we can have this thing fizzle out. It's already starting to happen. That's why it's come out. It's mainly USAID, EPA money to Soros and a few other groups. And the lady heading it up is the former disinformation czar, you know, the one that does literally My Little Mermaid musicals and singing about censoring people. I'm going to censor you. Total maniac. Came after me big time. And they're racketeering. And Musk just said, no, we know they're criminally doing it. They're going to be getting indicted soon. Musk just doesn't say things. So we've got those clips coming up. And so much more. Russia warns against U.S. strike on Iran's nuclear sites as a catastrophe. Total disaster. They've also, Doge and others have discovered the federal government massive corruption. You know, we found 2 million illegals using Social Security numbers. We found 7 million. We found 5 million. Oh, it's 39 million. And they check the voter rolls and they're voting. They even use their real names. But they've got citizen Social Security numbers. It's all directed by the Democrats. So, of course, the Democrats, Chuckie Schumer, have introduced legislation and filed lawsuits trying to prevent Trump from blocking non-citizens from voting. You talk about an 80-20 issue, that's like a 95-5 issue. Look at the polls. I mean, over 95% of Americans, when they've done polls, Rasmussen and others have done them. I mean, it's upwards of 100%. Say, yeah, we don't want non-citizens voting. But I was watching Cory Booker last night. God, he looks like he was on 100 milligrams of Adderall. Looked like a jack-o'-lantern. He was just lit up like a Christmas tree. Every sentence had babbling, twisted information, wrong. You know, just it was insane. But I watched the last hour of it last night, and he just kept saying, "We got to cause trouble. It's the right thing to do. We got to get in their face. We got to go out there. We got to fight." And he's doing his big filibuster. And it's total desperation. But in that desperation is the danger. In that death row is the danger. And man, I meant to send the clips to the crew, but I did some screenshots of the time codes last night, but then I got busy. Because my youngest daughter wanted me to read a bunch of books to her and put her to bed. And then after I did that for about an hour, I forgot to send it. But oh my God, it was all in the last hour. It was all I watched was that last hour. Went on for like 18 hours or whatever it was. And 17 plus hours, and he just kept saying, Trump is disappearing people. In fact, I did send you that clip. Trump is just randomly disappearing people off the streets like Nazi Germany. We don't know where they're going. They're grabbing known gangbanger illegal aliens with criminal convictions in this country and others with hardcore gang tattoos all over them in the databases, leaders, and they're kicking them out of the country. They're not disappearing citizens, but he doesn't say who. He just says, they're just the secret police are just disappearing. It's Nazi Germany. We're all, oh my God, help us. Oh, you don't talk about the tens of thousands of Americans raped, murdered, robbed, hundreds of thousands raped and robbed every year by the illegal aliens. Just open season crime. But I ran into one of my friends that I've known for decades 2 days ago, I forgot to tell this, who's a senior sheriff's deputy getting ready to retire. And they said, hey, just in the last month it started, you know, they're probably going to try to block our sheriff, but we are now resumed for the first time in 4 years, ICE pickups every day at the jail downtown. And he says it's busloads of illegal aliens that have criminal records. And I mean, so he said the sheriff isn't, if somebody's illegal and they're in there for like a DWI, depending on they actually look at it. Well, they were a little bit over. We're not going to call ICE. I think he said they needed to do it on everybody. But he said anybody with like robbery, rape, you know, stuff like that past DWIs, they are being loaded on buses and then being taken and deported. And then I ran into a Travis County lady at a store who was wearing the uniform, and I saw it was a nurse's patch. And I said, hey, you work for the sheriff's department? She goes, yeah. This is yesterday. And I said, let me ask you a question. You work at the jail? She goes, yeah. How do you know that? And I said, well, you're a nurse. I figure that's where you work. She goes, well, yeah, I guess that is where we go. And I said, so have you guys resumed the alien pickups? She goes, oh, yeah, thank God. It started about a month ago. They're shipping busloads out every morning. We haven't had that for 4 years. So, see, I'm getting you intel on the ground, folks. And I told you my TSA source said, oh, yeah, now we just grabbed the illegals when they are trying to fly, say, from Austin to Atlanta. And we tell them, okay, yeah, you can self-deport right now or we're going to call ICE. So it's happening. I don't just read the news or see what Trump says. I'm watching. I'm getting intel. That's where the real intel's at, is on the ground. And I told my sheriff's department buddy, I said, well, should I even tell people about this? And he goes, oh, yeah, the county's already pissed at the sheriff, and they're already trying to get it to stop. But he goes, yeah, sure, go ahead and tell people. We haven't seen it in the news. But so that's news right there. And that's going on all over the country, obviously. And that's in deep blue Austin. Because, you know, even the mayor of New York is like, yeah, we're going to deport illegals that have violent records. I mean, he goes, we've got tens of thousands of trafficked kids and sex slavery here. We've got to stop this. I mean, have some soul, people. So when you don't support Trump and you don't support Musk, who are winning, we're winning, but it's under massive opposition and dirty tricks. You are literally working against your own self-preservation, and you're supporting human trafficking, sex slavery, fentanyl deaths, the war continuing in Ukraine Trump's trying to stop. You're supporting the destruction of our economy. I mean, it's very suicidal. It's very masochistic. So if you're not into mindless pain, I know I'm not. I'll go through pain if I need to, but I don't like it. So you bet your ass I'm a cheerleader for Trump and Musk. You bet your ass. I support Elon. I support Elon. I support Elon. I support Elon. I support Trump. I support Trump. Because I see these whisper campaigns and these things. And people, you know, I like you, Alex, but, you know, DMs, but, you know, God Almighty, can you stop sucking Elon's wiener? Well, I'm not sucking Elon's wiener. We're in a frickin' war. Have you looked around? You looked around, who's on our side? We're barely winning, you dumb bastards. God Almighty, get with the program, you... What? I mean, seriously, folks. What the hell is your problem? I mean, do you want nuclear war? Do you want the pedophile Democrats in total control? You want the EU censoring us over here? They're passing laws all over the world. They're arresting the political opposition of the globalists. They tried to put Trump in prison. They tried to kill him. I'm with the people that got skin in the game. And I want you to know, I'm proud of what I'm doing. Intellectually, I know it's right. Politically, I know it's right. Spiritually, I know it's right. My conscience tells me what I'm doing is good. I'm proud of what I'm doing. So you just keep criticizing me for trying to put the fire out that's burning our ass down. And that's not most of the listeners. It's a minority of people. But we need them to wake up. Because some of them, you know, are just stupid. You know, this isn't a situation where, you know, we can... Because I get it. If you're always a pessimist and nothing's real and everybody's bad but you, you can just sit back and complain about everything. But if you actually get behind Trump, then they're going to come after you. But see, they already are. So, Trump is under attack. Musk is under attack. We're under unprecedented attack because we're hurting the globalists. We're dismantling them. We're in a war. All right, here's Trump. President Trump talks about what an end of Doge could look like. And Elon's been asked about this, and he said, yeah, our plan was to be done in about 120 days. And he said, that's coming up at the end of May. And he said, we're on track. And so when he leaves, they'll say, oh, he's defeated. Ah, yes. No, it's all in place. The team's in place. It continues on. But now the figurehead is removed. And that takes all the energy away from them. And now they're not just attacking Musk and saying, oh, well, you know, now it's, no, we want corruption. We want theft. We want illegals voting. We want trillion stolen. So he takes all the heat. He gets attacked. Shields Trump. Then pulls back. And then intensifies operations on the ground against the globalists. That is information warfare. That is strategy. That is what we're talking about. Here's President Trump on it.
Yeah. Elon Musk's special government tenure is coming to an end, 130 days, I think another month.
Yeah.
Do you want him to stay longer, or is it time for him to go back to running his companies in Europe?
Well, I think he's amazing, but I also think he's got a big company to run, and so at some point he's going to be going back. He wants to.
Did you want to keep him around?
But, I'd keep him as long as I could keep him. He's a very talented guy. You know, I love very smart people. He's very smart, and he's done a good job. You know, Doge is, we found numbers that nobody can even believe, like 400 million, 500 million. It could be close to $1 trillion by the time they end on different things. And he's led the charge. And you've seen a lot of his people. And these are people that joined up. I would say the high IQ people. I like high IQ people. And they've done a great job. No, at some point, Elon's going to want to go back to his company. I will say he's got, despite the way he's been treated, so he's an American patriot, but the way he's been treated with Tesla is just terrible. It's just terrible.
Once
in fact, you have a Tesla, and you love it. He was saying before he bought a Tesla, he loved it. A lot of people are buying Teslas, I think, and I hope they are. He should not be treated that way. He's done an incredible service to our country.
Well, once he goes back, is Doge going to keep operating even without Elon here?
Well, I can't tell you that. I can say this, that a lot of the people that are working with Doge are the secretaries, you know, the heads of the various agencies, and they've learned a lot, and they're dealing with the Doge people. I think some of them may try to keep the Doge people with them, but, you know, at a certain point, I think it will end. But they have also gotten a big education, and they're doing a really good job. There'll be a point at which the secretaries will be able to do this work and do it very, you know, as we say, with the scalpel. And that's what we want. Yeah, Jeff?
Mr. President, have you had...
I'm going to finish up with Musk, and I'm going to get into what's developing and what you're going to be hearing today at the press conference with President Trump. But here's the different things there. Doing to Musk. Elon issues cryptic warning to those funding Tesla terror attacks. We know who you are and we're coming. And they found massive evidence of the stolen Social Security numbers and who's stealing it and where it's going. Those criminal referrals have been given to the Justice Department, but as Musk said, the wheels of justice turn slow, but they turn surely. Nina Jankowicz was the disinformation czar for Obama and Biden. Oh, I always say Obama because that's who really ran it. Of course, all those documents have now come out. This is a monstrous woman with a WEF as well, and she's the one quarterbacking the takedown Tesla movement. Tesla sales plummet 13% as Musk backlash grows. Put himself in the arena. Republicans reel as Dems overperformance hits a swing state and MAGA country because the commie judge won. What's he supposed to do, just not engage? No, we're having the big victories. There's going to be some failures. Elon Musk approval rating plunges to new low. Newsweek. The MAGA backlash arrives. Top strategist launches American opposition to counter the rise of fascism in the United States. And that's the Biden disinformation czar, and what did Musk say? Evil people. They're the fascists. They're the censors. They're the controllers. The American Sunlight Project. I mean, look at these guys. Total garbage. Oh, protect democracy. Oh, yeah, that's what the Democrats do. They say their plan is to destroy Tesla. That means destroy anybody that ever dares stand up to them. Musk also says Institute of Peace wiped a terabyte of data to cover up crimes, but they've been able to obviously recover a lot of it, and they're just continuing to go after these mafias and wreck them. Thank you, God, for President Trump and Elon Musk. Because so many patriots, not as many as 8 years ago, think everything's in the bag. I will assure you, our enemies are still attacking. A lot of their funds have been cut off. Their demonstrations have gone down from 20,000, 10,000 to 200, 500. So, yeah, they're bleeding out right now. But we're in the danger zone right now. That's when the cornered rats are the most dangerous. And when you study the Council on Foreign Relations and the UN and the globalists, they've been saying this for years. Just go to the CFR website and say the end of the American century, the rise of the dragon. They've been planning America's decline for now and positioning us for that. Excellent article on Zero Hedge. Is the West about to implode? The West is already imploding, but so is the rest of the world economy, because the globalists consolidated wealth and destroyed economies so they could have control socially. Trump and Musk and you, if you support what we're doing, represent an expansionist, prosperity, security, common sense coalition who don't want to be serfs, that don't want to eat bugs. It's that simple. So, is Trump's plan working? ADP, that's the biggest payroll system in the U.S., shows biggest jump in U.S. manufacturing jobs since 2022. U.S. factory orders surge near record highs. Stocks climb higher ahead of Trump's tariff announcement. Trump set to unleash Liberation Day tariffs at 3 p.m. Central today. When the war room starts, I'll be hosting. The likely winners and losers of Donald Trump's Liberation Day. This is the Telegraph's angle on this. Canadians sell U.S. homes over Trump tariffs. Tensions. Investors flock to gold funds as fears over Trump tariffs mount. Private companies added 155,000 jobs in March, more than expected. Trump's tariffs are saving American steel industry. Trump's tariffs on cars will create jobs and increase wages in America. USA Today. So, I don't have to go over all this for you, but for some that may not know, I know most of you already know this, Trump, like a rangefinder that you got when you're deer hunting and shooting elk out at 800 yards, see the elk come up, you want to double check that range so that when you put your scope on it, you know exactly where to shoot for elevation, windage and all that. And you range find, all right, that elk's at 765 yards out. All right, let me, and you hit him right in the heart. And that's what, they go, oh, Trump's confused. They know what he's doing. He said he'd do that. He puts a tariff on, sees what they'll accept. They give him a part of what he wants, pulls it back, puts it back on. There's a lot of reasons he does that, but globalists move very slowly with their policies, and these countries do. And so by shaking them up, you get a lot more movement out of them, and it also lets you know who in those countries is supporting you, who isn't, so who you can talk to and form coalitions and a lot of other things. But it gives you intel. And so now Trump was bringing these tariffs in. You know, we're in the day 72 right now, or 71. Let's put it up on screen. He's range finding. And so when we come back, I'm going to get into what I'm predicting you're going to see today. Who began to come towards what Trump wants and be fair? Who didn't? You're going to see intensive, massive retaliatory, warlike tariffs, because economics is war, on the groups that bucked. And you're going to see no tariffs on people that have moved closer, but new deadlines set for them to come all the way. It's all just negotiation tactics. Good negotiation tactics. But the main thing he's doing is cheerleading for America and advertising woke for business, creating confidence in over $8 trillion already been pledged. Almost $3 trillion is already here. Unprecedented. And he's battling the globalists, moving their money out to the EU. It's amazing. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back, go into all this and so much more in the next hour. But before I do that again, I want to thank everybody that's going to the yellowshieldstore.com and getting the amazing supplements. And yes, the USP pharmaceutical grade methylene blue we have is incredible. I've just been taking this since Thursday, and I thought the other methylene blue I had that was also supposedly USP was great. This is like the effect I had, I got to say, 10 times better. So strong, I've only taken it twice. I've already got this effect. I got to really be careful here. And they don't say be careful with it, but to consult your physician, because this stuff is, and I guess a lot of the other companies, what we're learning is they say it's USP. What's in it is USP, but it's watered down. This company in Florida is one of the top ones that supplies medical firms, pharmaceutical grade, they use in surgery and stuff as well. And they're like, yeah, we've run out. You've got your other shipment coming in Monday. We don't know when we'll get more. We'll see what other companies do is they just water it down. Or it's not even medical grade. So that I'm thinking that's why the other so-called USP I've used, it wasn't as strong, because this stuff's thick. This is actually, you know, the 95 point whatever that's supposed to be. So this is stronger than hell, and it's a big bottle of it, and people are selling smaller bottles of this stuff for higher prices. And medical labs all over the country, you know, when people go into them, they say, oh, by the way, get this from us. It's not prescription, but it's you go to the longevity doctors and those people, they're all pushing this and pushing it for years. This is amazing. It's in stock. You can get it right now at theyellowstonestore.com. And don't think you shouldn't get Ultimate Turmeric or the Irish Sea Moss. They're excellent as well. It all works synergistically together. So find the very best supplements that are game-changing that will empower your life and fund this operation, the 360 win, right now at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two. The eighth coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back. Myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, it's an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser. Keeps on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com, for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sea Moss has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish Sea Moss is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate Sea Moss capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate Sea Moss capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate Sea Moss capsules every month.
are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You can run on for a long time.
All right, some stations don't carry this first five. I'm going to plunge into all the massive news on the other side, but I wanted to play a clip from testimony yesterday of Newt Gingrich on these Article 3 courts, going back to the Judiciary Act of 1802 by Thomas Jefferson that just dissolved the Article 3 courts. Again, only Supreme Court's co-equal and constitutional. And they're moving to do this. It is very, very, very important. I did a full report on this last night that's at band.video and also on X that I suggest you get and you share, because a lot of the public doesn't understand this. Congress prepares to defund leftist Democrat-controlled federal courts after hearing compelling evidence from legal scholars who testified that America's third president, Thomas Jefferson, did exactly that after an attempted judicial coup that they tried back then. And that's what this is. Here it is.
Executive branch duties in the first 6 weeks of the current presidency through nationwide injunctions. This is potentially a judicial coup d'etat. It clearly violates the Constitution and more than 200 years of American history. To set the stage for this hearing, let me mention 12 former federal judges appointed by President John Adams: Richard Bassett, Egbert Benson, Benjamin Bourne, William Griffith, Samuel Hitchcock, Philip Barton Kay, Jeremiah Smith, George Keith Taylor, Oliver Wilcott Jr., Williams McClung, Charles McGill, and Williams Tillman. President Adams appointed these federal judges on his way out of office to hamstring the incoming President Thomas Jefferson's agenda. President Jefferson concluded that impeaching the judges would take too much time. He and the Congress simply abolished the courts in which they served via the Judiciary Act of 1802. This is a constitutional balance of power. The legislative and executive branches can reshape the judiciary branch. It is a useful reminder in considering the current situation. Unelected lower court judges have been steadily grabbing power for years. It was such an obvious threat that in 2012, Vince Haley and I wrote, "Bringing the Court Back Under the Constitution." It is an historic study, which I am submitting for the record. According to Harvard Law Review, there were 96 nationwide injunctions ordered by district courts from 2001 to 2023. Two-thirds of them, 64, were issued during President's time in office. Furthermore, 92% of the injunctions against President Trump were issued by judges appointed by Democratic presidents. Since January 20, 2025, lower courts have imposed 15 nationwide injunctions against the current Trump administration. This is compared to 6 during George W. Bush's 8 years, 12 during Barack Obama's 8 years, and 14 during Joe Biden's 4-year term. The notion that unelected lawyers can micromanage the executive branch and override a commander-in-chief who received 77.3 million votes should trouble every American. This is particularly troubling for issues of national defense and public safety. Around 500 BC, Sun Tzu asserted in The Art of War that, quote, "speed is the essence of war." How can the United States have speed in national security issues if opponents can judge shop to find someone ambitious or arrogant enough to block, repudiate, or delay the president's decisions? There are 677 authorized district judgeships. How many think they can override duly elected presidents? This summary statement has 4 propositions. First, the courts have often been challenged. President Jefferson wrote, quote, "judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy," close quote. President Andrew Jackson was in constant fights with the Supreme Court. President Abraham Lincoln made the Dred Scott decision expanding slavery a centerpiece of his 1858 senatorial campaign. In his first inaugural, President Lincoln warned that if the Supreme Court held supreme rule, quote, "the people will have ceased to be their own rulers, having to that extent practically resigned their government into the hands of that eminent tribunal," close quote. Second, as the Judiciary Act of 1802 proves, the legislative and executive branches can constitutionally defend their rights, and they have in the past. It is historically and constitutionally wrong to think the legislative and executive branches are helpless against judiciary actions. Third, the Supreme Court could intervene to eliminate this attack on the executive branch by district judges. Chief Justice Roberts could end the growing confrontation by establishing a rule that any nationwide injunction issued by a district court against the executive branch would be suspended.
Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
We are now into hour number two, 12 noon Central Time. I'm going to be here until 3 o'clock today, and then I'm going to go over into Owen's studio. Owen's off today, and I'm going to host the War Room with Harrison Smith, because Trump is going to start his announcement and unveil the specifics of the new retaliatory tariffs to us being screwed for over really 60 years, 70 years, but it's gotten more intense the last 30, as you know. 700% tariffs on us, 300% tariffs on us, and nothing on these other countries. And you wonder why our industrial base is a rotted out, rusting wreck. The long surrender is over. 3 p.m. Central today. Please join us and share the live feed from Real Alex Jones, Paul Revere's. Share it now and share the feed then, because that's how we get new people to really start getting the deep dive on what's on the table, and what we're facing. All right. Before I get more into what to expect from Trump and these tariffs that he's kept partially under his hat, but I got a good idea, before I get into all the other geopolitical, military, science news, and there's a lot of it, and then stuff like this, top scientists are now advocating creating human bodies, that's babies, for spare parts in laboratories. Got news for you. It's been going on for 40 years I know of. Now they're getting ready to roll it out. We go along with this, folks, God is going to curse the living hell out of us. If we don't care about human life and turn it into an industrial product, one thing to grow a liver in a lab, one thing to grow eyeballs in a lab. It's even, you know, so dangerous to create designer babies. That's already happening. Where does it end? But growing humanoids up to harvest their organs. I'm the first person to prominently ever talk about this. It's in all the MIT scientific DARPA literature. It's going on forever. But now they're rolling it out, man. And it is just sick. Yep. They're even able to grow humanoids now without a cow uterus. They've been using cow uteruses to do it forever. But they've got confirmed. This is what they've admitted. So imagine they're way ahead of that. They can grow them completely in a lab. And I mean, grow them up big. They like to grow up these humanoids and cows bigger because they get bigger than a, you know, 7.5 pound baby on average. They can grow up to 30, 40, 50 pounds. And then it's got more full size organs. And it's all here in the news now. It just makes me want to throw up. You were like, I don't care. Hell, I want to live longer. Growing humanoids. And you know the humanoids have brains. because that's what has the motor functions, keep it alive when it's in the uterus of the cow. Sorry, I'm digressing. That's the problem with all this news. Each news piece I could talk an hour about. Oh, but let's start here in this hour. There's so many of these clips. I mean, the Cory Booker stuff was just... Trump is disappearing people off the street everywhere. It's horrifying. He doesn't tell you they're illegal aliens with criminal, serious gangbanger records. Which is, oh, he's implying citizens. Then you got Jasmine Crockett running around spewing all of her hate. I mean, she never ceases to amaze. And then you've got The View saying we need to get rid of every law predating the Civil Rights Act because it was all made by white men. Now that's the globalist goal. That's what the universities fund this. You want to get rid of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, due process, private property, right to defend yourself, Fourth Amendment, right to privacy, states' rights, Tenth Amendment. If you wanted to get rid of the separation of powers, the protections, the guardrails, well, you just say, well, that's white men. So first you take down their statues, and then you get rid of the laws themselves and the statutes. And that's what they're doing. And then they'll always use their front person, some NGO, you know, funded black professor. And that's the whole globalist insurrection model, is try to get the black people to burn down part of the country so the left can then activate their real terrorist and create this insurrection that they bill as a racial civil war. The good news is black folks are waking up at record numbers, and so is everybody else, and not buying into this crap. I'm going to play The View clip and then go into Jasmine Crockett. Here it is.
One of my premises for the book is that every law passed before the 1965 Voting Rights Act should be presumptively unconstitutional. Right? But because before the 1965 Voting Rights Act, we were functionally an apartheid country. Yeah. Not everybody who lived here could vote here. Yeah. So why should I give a about some law that some old white man passed in the 1920s, like the Immigration and Nationality Act, when they passed our fundamental
The problem that we have right now is that if we continue down this road, then we will not have a rule of law, because we have people that are currently serving and they're saying things like, ignore the judge's order. What it means to have law and order in this country is that you follow the order and you go through the appeals process, even if you dislike what the judge did. Thank you, and I yield.
And I'll yield back. Mr. Isaac, you had a question for me, which I'll yield to you now if you want to.
Now that there's no time left. Thanks, Eric.
I'm entertainment.
You're good. You're good at that, but I'll take my own time. I'll recognize myself. And I'm going to note that when Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC as we know her, filed articles of impeachment on Justice Thomas and Alito, Ms. Crockett was one of the co-sponsors, along with Mr. Cohen, both members of this committee. It does seem interesting that when the shoe is on the other foot, everyone is self-righteous, and I think this is a good example. For the last 3 hours, I have had to listen to one side talking about impeachment as though it was the nature of this hearing. It is not.
Now I'm going to go to the Cory Booker clip I just mentioned, because unlike corporate media, when I make a claim, I like to show it to you. But I see so many of these videos, and I'm not even looking for them. They're just everywhere. And you'll see these protests at Tesla, and it'll be a bunch of, on average, 60-year-old women with signs that Elon's a Nazi and Trump's a Nazi. When I show up, I'm a Nazi. And they just, like a magic word they use. But they'll also say, you know, my body, and you're not going to get my body, and you're not going to have sex with me. And I know a lot of 60 and 70-year-old women that are great people. I'm my mother. But, I mean, it's just obscene that, and you've heard all these leftist women that are getting sterilized, that are younger, so they, quote, don't get raped by Trump supporters. No, that's the illegal aliens and others doing that. And these other, you know, postmenopausal women literally saying, I won't have sex with white men. Now, number one, nobody wants to have sex with you. That's first. Well, I guess you do hear about illegal aliens have this thing for real, like raping 90-year-old women. It's bizarre. You see, it's always an illegal alien. Like, it's like, well, why? I guess that's some weird thing in Latin America. I'm not saying many of them do it, but that's who always it is. You see it in the news.
Man arrested, raped 97-year-old woman. You're like, what? I wouldn't want to rape a young woman, but I mean, 90-something-year-old, that's crazy. So, I'm digressing. The big takeaway is white men are inherently bad, so you need to sanction them and not give them sex. So you have leftist women saying they're sexual objects. I thought that's what the evil right-wingers do to you. They love the Muslims that really do that. And they love the left sexualizing kids and pushing pedophilic garbage on them and trying to mutilate them with chemicals and castration and surgery. And then, I mean, imagine they talk about being racist and how white men are racist. And now in the UK, they officially give white men only long prison sentences and let anybody who isn't white basically off their, quote, first offense, no matter how bad, rape, you name it, assault. And whatever you see going on in Europe, they want to do here. It's the same globalist formula. It is so racist to say white men, period, are bad. And these women are saying it out at demonstrations next to the weird zombie men that are mainly white. So it's leftist boomers pretending like they're the resistance, pretending like they're avant-garde, pretending like they're punk rock, when you couldn't get more bootlicking globalist establishment sycophantic. And then there's the backdrop that Trump's disappearing everybody with the secret police. No, they're illegal aliens with criminal records, and they're not disappearing them. They're putting on record who they are and where they're going totally legally and deporting them. And then again, I got another Fox News piece I want to play. Even Fox is doing it. Oh, they finally found a father who they can't prove was in this drug gang, even though he's in the database and on record. And it doesn't matter. He's an illegal alien. Deport him. And so that's the best you've got. Why doesn't Fox spend some time on the hundreds of thousands of people killed by fentanyl every year over the border, or all the rapes and murders by illegal aliens? Why don't they do this, you know, thing about the Border Patrol agents that have been killed by people in the last few months? No. It's all about this poor father. Now they show his tattoos. He's a gang leader. It says it right there. They have the gang people under him that have these criminal records. These are terrorists. And they're not citizens. And so Republicans shouldn't run from this. They say, hell yeah, we deported him. And you got these activist judges claiming they can block that. And the Trump administration is disregarding it. Good. Because your district judges don't have the power to do that. And under the Constitution and the 1802 Judiciary Act, they can dissolve all Article III courts. I say dissolve them all and create new ones. The left was planning to do that, but put in all their people. No, let's do that and put in all our people. We're in a war, and it's constitutional to do that. Let's do it now. So play these back to back. I mean, listen to this woman. And she says it with this crazy look in her eye like she's Marilyn Monroe in her prime. And, man, she's got the best thing going. And there are men drooling to have sex with this 70-year-old woman. I mean, you talk about a fruitcake. And then the tone deafness of how she's the racist, taking a whole group of people because of how they're born and saying, don't give them sex. And this is a big thing. You see it all in the news. And meanwhile, they do polls of women, particularly Western women, and they're the most miserable they've ever been under this system. And they're alone, and they're childless, and their husband is BlackRock and the Democratic Party. But what it really is their pimp. They're all alone, and all they've got is the corporate media at MSNBC. They're all alone, and now all they do is hate white men. And it's just, we just need to get rid of what the white men did. Well, then why does everybody want to get into countries that white men set up? Why? Why? I mean, if white men are just this terrible, horrible thing, why is our crime rate the lowest after Asians? I mean, what is it? It's the culture. I mean, did you know in ancient times the Romans, you know, wrote reports on it? Did you know that in France, Gaul, and in Austria, the Ostrogoth tribe, and in what's Germany today, did you know there was basically no crime? No rape. No nothing. Now, it was primitive until Christianity came, and then it accelerated out of that, but it had that basis. And why was it like that? Well, it was a little extreme. You could say it was eugenical. You know, when Viking men got old, nobody would tell them to do it. They just go up on a cliff and jump off. And if they were wealthy, they would say, well, it's time for me to die. And they'd drink some poison or just have one of their sons stab them through the heart while they had a sword in their hand in front of everybody. Everybody have a party. And then the wife would walk up and her son or daughter would stab her to death. And then they'd put her on the boat with him and set it on fire. That's if you had the money for a fancy funeral. Now, if you stole anything, you were dead. If you raped anybody, you were dead. If you abused a woman, you were dead. Your tribe would kill you in 5 seconds. See, things are a little different with the Northern European populations. And it was like that everywhere. And the Romans really respected it. They were like, wow, we wish we were like, you know, because they were somewhat like that in their rise. And they got really decadent. So the Germans had a whole issue with this because the Romans would bring the Germans back particularly to breed with them and actually had a whole project. They said, we want this. So, and then you get Christianity comes into that, and that's Western culture. And that's the easiest way to quantify. There's a lot more goes into it, but I'm no longer useful to the tribe. Kill me. Let's have a party, and at the end of it, chop my head off. Okay, Dad, we love you. But honor and being stoic is what the West is, but it didn't have Christianity. You added that to it, and you got the magic. In all the cathedrals and all the science and all of it. That's why the globalists want to get rid of it, okay? Because it's honorable. It's strong. And the globalists don't want strong. They want weak. So, and the Japanese had some similar systems as well, and look at them. And I'm not saying bring that back. I'm saying compare that to leftist, lazy, selfish trash. It's complete opposite. So play these two clips. Here's this woman saying white men are the problem. And then here's Cory Booker saying Trump is just disappearing people. Does it tell you who? Here it is.
Reminder, as a white American woman, I will no longer be dating white men. I'm looking for anything other than a white man. Okay? Just a heads up.
He promised to lower your grocery prices, they're higher. He promised, I'll be a better steward of the economy. It's worse than we inherited. Over and over, he's breaking promises and doing outrageous things like disappearing people off of American streets, violating fundamental principles of this document, invoking the Alien Enemies Act from the 1700s that was last used to put Japanese Americans in internment camps? Do we see what's happening? How much is enough?
We have a communist globalist uprising. That, I mean, millions of people dead from the fentanyl alone. I mean, is that not enough? Everybody I know has family dead from it. The entire crew has friends and family died of fentanyl. I mean, that alone, yeah. These out-of-control gangs, they're lucky they're just getting shipped out of here. So, Yeah, it's all over the news. Liberal women withhold sex, shave heads to protest win. Trump win. And then statistically, they are the most alone, childless people. You can go to one of these rallies with a couple thousand leftists, and most of them are women. And I mean, you've seen it. The men look either look totally obese or like they're about to die from starvation. The women run from looking like witches to goblins. And if you see one good looking one, you just start marveling. And then the tattoos are always Satanism. And then you see the Satan rallies I've got coming up. And I mean, folks, I've gone and covered Satan rallies. They don't take baths. They stink like, you know what? They are disgusting. They are unhealthy. They are filthy. And now we got all this footage of them at the Kansas Capitol doing their desecration of Catholic and Christian ceremonies. And they are, ugh. They are just beating people up. And the cops are so restrained that in these videos, they didn't even arrest them. I mean, you've got these fat Satanists just grabbing Catholics and ramming their head in the concrete. And there's a reason I don't go to these things anymore, because you've seen the ones I've gone to, and I start getting in fistfights. And then the Soros DA will charge me when I break one of these people's jaw. But I'm telling you, man, I'm just telling you, I'd like to, looking at this big thug, this big fat ass. And he starts slamming this Catholic guy's head in the ground. And I don't know why the hell the police didn't beat the living shit out of that guy. Look, they are trying, though, to get us to be violent. I know that. But they have taken our tolerance as weakness. And it is just beyond me that as a society and a culture that we've gotten to this point. But I'm going to get to all of this coming up after Roger leaves us. I mean, look at these Satanists. Look at these people. That's what serving Satan makes you look like. And they've took their kids out there. Surprised they haven't killed all their kids. There's very few kids at these things, obviously. You imagine being born into a Satanist? And, of course, the Satanists all want more Muslims in the country. Though the Muslims, you know what they do to them in 10 seconds. How about they try to go to Iran? They'll be hanging from the end of a rope and 3 minutes. And they're out there, your God's going, you all this blasphemy. But that's what all of this is. Because it's a real spiritual war. But you go out to a anti-abortion rally, and these people show up. And they are so pissed because the God that controls them, they're their God, wants the blood of children, and they are pissed, and they are disgusting, and they will tell you, I'm disgusting, and I'm filthy, and I love it, and I'm ugly. And what they really have is total envy of you, because they can see God's spirit shining through your eyes. You have the electricity. You have the infinity spark, and they know they bet on a loser. They know they're losers, and they want to take you with them, so don't let them do it. And they're targeting the young and the children, because they want to destroy their innocence and suck them into hell with them. We'll be right back with huge news, with Roger Stone and more. Stay with us. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever always eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. The eighth coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back. Myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, it's an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser. Keeps on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at TheAlexJonesStore.com, for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to TheAlexJonesStore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the newest product in the AlexJonesStore.com is a bombshell product. This is Shilajit Complex, which is by far my favorite product that we've ever sold. I've been taking it for several weeks straight, and I've noticed a difference in my energy levels, my thinking, clarity, and focus, and I'm certain that my testosterone is boosted as well, because let me just say, my wife loves it, and I've had the will and motivation to actually exercise. Now, not only is this Shilajit Complex absolutely amazing for you, but by subscribing, you get 50% off at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and you keep Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew working diligently to fight for humanity. So please, go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now, get Shilajit Complex, and experience the benefits of ashwagandha, magnesium, black pepper, black seed extract, burdock root, Irish sea moss, and this ancient substance, Shilajit Complex, which has been used for thousands of years for all sorts of ails and benefits. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for 50% off to Shilajit Complex.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. That you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
I know the millions of you tune in every day because you're awake and you care, and I love you and I appreciate you, and I'm very humbled by the support and the viewership. I just want all of you to understand how important you are in magnifying this broadcast that the bad guys don't want to be seen or heard. Politics is downstream from the grassroots. You're the real grassroots. 90%+ of the tens of thousands of people that go to the Bernie Sanders AOC rally, that's their greatest hope. They bought the geolocation data. It's the same group. They're all funded by taxpayer money through USAID and Doge. The Doge is exposed. And I see the Democrat crowds just dwindling everywhere. But that's what makes them so dangerous. And Trump is having huge success. But the globalists, again, have moved trillions out of the stock market into the European stock market. But the stock market's up right now, and ADP shows, that's the biggest private payroll service, biggest jump in years in manufacturing jobs and more. And Trump's got his big announcement at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern. I'll be hosting the War Room today with Harrison Smith covering it live. But so many people don't understand how epic the time is we're living in, and we're not living in a normal time. We're living in those times when everything changes and a great turning. And some populists and conservatives, whatever you want to call us, just common sense people, are doing the same thing they did 8 years ago. Not nearly as bad. I'd say it's 20% as bad as it was 8 years ago. Still, that's too much. There was so much delusion 8 years ago, so much we've won. I said the night Trump won, the real war just started. And I go back to that because they've tried to destroy me. They tried to destroy Roger Stone. They tried to destroy everybody who's been a faithful American to common sense, to God, family, and country. And we've not beaten these people yet. And again, this is not a normal election. Every damn time we get half decent people in, we got great folks in now, people go to sleep. Everything that happened so far was just the prelude. We're entering the main event right now. They go to a boxing match. They have a couple of ones before it, and not everybody's there. But 30 minutes before the real one starts, it's all standing room only. The lights get turned up. The temperature goes up. Ding, 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 ding. Right now, when Trump got into office 72 days ago, ding, 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 or the green flags went like this, and the engines went, and the race started. The race is on, like old George Jones would say. So, if we don't beat these people, they're going to come after everybody. And I don't mean just me. I mean, they're coming after your jobs, your energy, your kids, everything. These are really evil globalist engineers. Want to go to Roger Stone the next hour, cover the waterfront, the elections in Florida, the election in Wisconsin. I know Roger's got a lot of inside baseball on what Trump's about to announce. I've got a good idea on the tariffs, Doge. Elon always intended to exit 120, 130 days. But, man, he's been taking the heat. There is so much to get to. The Ukraine war, huge developments there. NATO's just going forward with it. Will Trump pull us out of NATO? What will Trump do in the face of Zelensky for the sixth time, saying he'll do the mineral deal, pulling out of it? There is so much. And then, as we cover all that, we're going to get into some highlights of Oliver Stone. Yesterday, amazing hearings in Anna Paulina Luna's hearings. She's really doing a great job. And some of the excerpts of that, and now what's the word on Trump ordered all the documents released? Only 2/3 of the stuff they withheld was released. There's a lot to hit, but this is really a window, as Oliver Stone said, into how they tried to kill Trump and the cover-up of that. And Trump said a month ago he ordered that release in a week. They didn't release those files. Because the bureaucracy, hell, half the people that got the Doge letter, remember that 5 weeks ago? What are five things you did last week and who's your supervisor? Half the federal employees, over a million, said piss up a rope, fly a kite, go jump in the lake, pound sand, go to hell. Trump got voted in as the captain of the ship, but we ain't got control of the ship. All right, we're going to Roger. Just please remember, we'll have all the big updates. I've been telling you for a month I'd do it, but we got more information and lawyers had to approve it all because it's bad. And they approved all the reports we put out in the documents. But serious criminal stuff is going to be on the show tomorrow. The lawyers are here right now. And we got major action we're taking. And we're winning. And we got them. The law firms after Trump are Paul Weiss, all of them. Wait, tomorrow. The point is, it takes money to fight these people. Not just will. I got the will to do it, but I need you. I'm like a sailing ship. There's no wind. I am becalmed. You are the horsepower in this engine, my dear friends. We try to make it easy for you to support us. Go to thealexjonesstore.com, where we have the best pharmaceutical-grade USP methyl blue ready to ship to you. And I'm not doing this to differentiate other ones that are out there. I've done some that are so-called USP, and we found out they're watered down. So the folks at Migley did get the best, made in Florida. And they don't water this stuff down. They're trying to get more produced here in the U.S., but it's about to sell out. They don't know when they'll have more. But the stuff we got's in the warehouse now in Arkansas. Get your ultra methylene blue. So much stronger and better than any I ever took. It is incredible. Cleans out your cells. Instant energy. No amphetamine effect. Can sleep on it just fine. It is crazy. You will love it. Especially if you've got mitochondrial issues. Get yours now before it sells out at thealexjonesstore.com. When you're there, the ultimate turmeric formula, the very strongest Shilajit formulas, the very best Irish sea moss, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible limited edition knives, coins, everything at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. Now we're going to go to Roger now, and I apologize for taking time, but he's going to have the floor now. Former top political advisor to Trump, close confidant, 47 years. Basically 47 years. No pun intended. I want to play Democrat-backed Susan Crawford celebrating that Soros and the globalists were able to stop Musk and act like it's some, you know, defeat of Musk. No, no. He'll just intensify his operations. And then we've got, first, though, Kamala celebrating this, the most disingenuous, fakest person I've ever seen. The idea they thought that people would not reject this is insane. Here's those clips. I'm going to go to Roger first on this mixed bag of the two Florida off election, special elections we just won, plus this in Wisconsin, and what's coming next as we look forward to getting in a position to make sure we win these midterms and buck the trend of the party that's in power losing the midterm election 2 years after. Here are the clips. We go right to Roger Stone of StoneZone.com.
Hi, Wisconsin, to all of you. I just wanted to pop by to say thank you. You all are just extraordinary. You love our country. You care. You are making such extraordinary sacrifices on behalf of so many people, on behalf of communities, on behalf of people you may never meet. And I just say thank you.
Someone who watches out for people.
Oh, yeah.
But I've got to tell you, as a little girl growing up in Chippewa Falls, I never could have imagined that I'd be taking on the richest man in the world.
No, the Democrat operative behind her.
For justice in Wisconsin. And we won.
So again, the transgenderism, the open borders, the World War III, it's all women hired by the globalists with the gimmick, oh, look, girl power. I'm just a girl fighting the richest man in the world. No, the Democrats way outspent the Republicans. They've got way more billionaires on their side. Musk went in on a kamikaze mission, and he'll just fight harder. He wins most of the time, but you never win if you never try. Winners never quit, and quitters never win, Vince Lombardi. So this idea that she's just a little girl from there fighting Goliath, and oh, yeah. But meanwhile, Democrat poll numbers went to a new all-time record low. So to give us the 35,000-foot view and more, the great Roger Stone, the best-selling author of The Men Who Killed Kennedy, Roger Stone.
Alex, once again, we see the danger of mail-in voting. I mean, Brad Shimo, the Republican candidate for Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court, broke all records, getting more votes than any previous winning candidate for the Supreme Court, Republican or Democrat. They did a superb job of election day turnout. But the fraud was baked in the mail-in votes. How likely is it that the people of Wisconsin passed by 25% a requirement for voter ID on election day, which, of course, is completely negated through mail-in voters? So Susan Crawford's campaign, first of all, was illegally financed. Millions of dollars of laundered money, once again, through Act Blue. A 10-page criminal complaint has been filed against her, as well as a judicial complaint. But election fraud is alive and well, and it lives in Wisconsin. The good news, of course, is that in the two races in Florida, at least one of which was supposed to be close. In fact, we were told by many in the media that the Republican candidate, Randy Fine, running for the seat of Mike Waltz, who left to become national security advisor, was underwater. In the end, he actually won by a larger, slightly larger margin than Jimmy Patronis, the state CFO, won in the special election for the seat of Matt Gaetz. So I don't concede this race. I concede it was stolen once again in the urban centers and through mail-in voting. The Trump
Roger, let me stop you. Let's flesh this out because you're a political expert. You're always very careful when you say there's evidence of fraud. But I mean, we know the Democrat machine, you know, got caught trying to steal it. But Trump had such a landslide, he was able to override it. And there's been arrests all over the country, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, you know, Arizona, with these scammers. But let's walk through. You're saying there's a lot of evidence that they were able to steal the election, this key Supreme Court race in Wisconsin.
It's really, Alex, it's a matter of simple math. The numbers just don't add up. Schimmel had an enormous turnout for an off-year race. He actually got 1,063,204 votes, or 41,000 more votes than the leading Democrat candidate for the Supreme Court did 4 years ago. She got about the same number of votes, Crawford, as Hillary Clinton got in the previous presidential election. Republicans actually won the 2019 race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, with their candidate having only 606,000 votes in the previous election. That would have been 2018. What that means is the Democrats have mastered mail-in ballot collection over a lengthy early voting period and can accurately forecast how many ballots they need in order to overcome Republican performance on Election Day, ranging from mundane to prodigious. My good friend Seth Ketchel has the single best analysis that I have seen. You'll find that over at his Substack. By the way, he predicted this exact result.
I want to pull that up. Tell us where to go again, and we'll put that on screen, because this is big. I said last night we need to investigate election fraud. I know they had mail-in ballots. Now Keir Starmer wants to bring him into England. Now suddenly all these other countries are trying to bring in this new model. Tell people the Substack to go to again. We'll pull it up on screen.
Captain Seth Ketchel, you can find him over at Substack. He has the very best analysis of this. I mean, he points out that in Dane and Milwaukee counties, Crawford had margins of 181,000 and 150,000, respectively, in a race she won statewide by only 237,000 votes. That means Schimmel won the state outside of those two counties alone by 93,000 votes. Some of this problem is owed to the political equation of those being college towns and the seat of government and the urban slum voter base of Milwaukee. But also, the Republican Party has to be willing to go into these urban centers and compete. One of the problems is our failure to do that. But otherwise, I think Elon Musk and the Trump team put on a superlative effort. Again, we won on Election Day. We won on the ground. Where we lost, once again, is mail-in voting. The president recently, as you know, announced an executive order mandating paper ballots, but we really have to do away with mail-in voting. As Bill Barr said on Fox prior to his completely reversing himself, mail-in voting is an open invitation for voter fraud, and it is baked into the system in Wisconsin.
Well, Roger, I mean, it's just insane. You know, Trump signed that executive order a few weeks ago that had a lot of facets to it, and then now the Democrats, Chuckie Schumer and others, have filed lawsuits. Schumer sues Trump over order targeting illegal immigrant voting. We have Cory Booker saying how horrible it is that Trump's targeting the illegals. So now Democrats are basically admitting that they've got illegals voting. And now Doge has found millions and millions, over 5 million non-citizens with Social Security numbers, that at CrossRoads have found that a lot of them are voting. So we have them red-handed here. So what does Trump need to do? What do you make of his executive order? Because this is essential.
the Department of Justice and the FBI need to enforce that order. Alex, you really put your finger on it in the opening monologue here, which is those who are patriots, those who love the country, those who celebrated Trump's election cannot be fat and happy and think that all problems are solved. That is not the case. Democrats are angry and they're scared. They're like cornered rats and they're highly motivated, where our voters believe that the world is a better place because Trump has been elected and therefore all problems are solved. That is, they're only partially right. We have the leadership. Trump is demonstrating the strength and the commitment, but we're still in the fight. In fact, we're in the most dangerous part of the fight. The fact that the Democrats, like Cory Booker, one of the most epic con men and thieves of all time, by the way, act defeated, the fact that they act dejected, we should not be lulled into a false sense of victory because the fight is very far from over. And that's demonstrated by this wave of judicial tyranny, where Judge, for example, Jed Boasberg and Amy Berman Jackson, I know her well. She is the one who withheld exculpatory evidence from my defense attorneys during my trial in D.C. They both attended Jack Smith's indictment of Donald Trump as spectators in the courtroom. Now, if they weren't biased, why would they be there to celebrate? They have both exceeded their judicial authority. This is something that has to go to the Supreme Court and has to go to the Supreme Court quickly, although there are other remedies short of impeachment. I know a lot of our friends say these judges should be impeached. And while I appreciate their sentiment, I think they misunderstand the complexities and the difficulties of impeachment. That would require essentially two-thirds you'd have to indict in the House. I think that's possible. But that would require a two-thirds vote in the Senate, not feasible, and then ratification by three-quarters of the states. That would be for simple impeachment. So,
yeah, well, Thomas Jefferson in 1802, when Adams set up all those judges to block him publicly, he just went into Congress and defunded those Article III courts.
And the Speaker could do that. Of course, his margin is so extraordinarily slim. That means that you need every Republican, which I think opens the door to the discussion of the president's decision to pull the nomination of Elise Stefanik to be the UN ambassador. Now, I'm a big fan of Elise Stefanik. I think she would be great at the UN. She has been more forthright and tougher on the judicial corruption against Donald Trump than any member of Congress. She's filed formal complaints against a number of the New York judges who have acted unconstitutionally and illegally. But there was a very keen recognition by the Trump White House that in that upstate New York district, that problem that I mentioned to you was manifest, meaning a district that was normally, say, a 14-plus Republican district, in a special election, which is a whole different animal, you didn't have that kind of advantage. And with the Republicans and the conservatives, two parties, which is one of the few states where you can have the multiple party nominations and you win the cumulative vote that you win on both ballot lines split, there was a very real danger.
Absolutely. So talk about the Florida races that the Republicans did win, and then just general strategy before we get into all the other news when we come back next hour, including Butler information and the attempted assassination. The Trump machine, how it's doing, and what we need to be doing now to get ready to ensure the victory and keeping the House in 2 years.
You know, I give huge credit to James Blair of the White House political operation and to those of the Republican National Committee. They did an extraordinary job in Florida 6. There is no question that the early polling showed that seat to be at risk. They overcame that. And in the end, Randy Fine, the Republican candidate, actually won by a slightly larger margin. Then Jimmy Patronis, the state CFO, won in the first district. That's only because of a superlative get-out-the-vote and motivation campaign by the president and his allies, not to mention Elon Musk. I have every confidence that in a regular election, not special elections, but in a regular election, that the Republicans will be well-positioned. Now, I do think House Republicans made a mistake in Florida 14. There was more than sufficient evidence to unseat Kathy Castor and seat Commander Rocky Rockford. There's absolute evidence that he won that race and it was wrongly decided. That would have been a pickup. There's also a pickup potentially in Texas, where, interestingly, the seat that was once held by Lyndon Baines Johnson himself, where the Democrat member, I always mispronounce his name, Henry Cuellar, I guess it is, or Cuellar, has a 14-count criminal indictment. I think he cuts a deal that includes a resignation. That could be a special election. That seat was not targeted by Republicans in the last election, yet we only lost it by 4 points.
Yeah, so there's a lot of a lot of missed opportunities here. So just for people that don't, you know, really follow the Constitution or laws closely, when there's clearly Democrats stealing elections, the Congress can block that. That needs to be done. How many Senate seats the Democrats steal in November? How many House numbers? As Owen and I have tried to figure it out, it's definitely quite a few.
Well, they definitely stole Arizona and Wisconsin in the last election. It is numerically impossible for President Donald Trump to have carried Arizona by the margin he did and then have that many voters drop down and vote for the dirtbag that they elected to the U.S. Senate in Arizona. Mathematically impossible. All they did was shift the voter fraud from Maricopa to another county. So, look, they're still masters of the game. Above all, we have to outlaw mail-in voting. It is an open invitation for fraud.
All right, stay there. I got to go to break. I'm going to do 5 more minutes on the election, on Trump's executive order, on the bullet points, what you would add you think Trump needs to do. Then I want to get into what you think Trump's about to announce with these tariffs. We already know. We've got some good ideas. We'll get into that. Then I want to get into the JFK hearings that were so historic yesterday with Oliver Stone and information on Butler being brought up and so much more. StoneZone.com. Find his show, all the great work, his books, his t-shirts, all of it needs your support. He's under globalist attack. A true warrior in the fight against globalists. And don't forget the AlexJonesWar.com. We have the best medical grade methyl blue, methylene blue, ultra methylene blue now in stock, ready to ship, discounted. It funds the operation. You want to try it if you haven't had it. You already love methylene blue? This is the best I know of. There may be better. This is the best ever to it at thealexjonesstore.com. Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now. The very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade, and it works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take 3 droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. We'll be right back.
this transmission. You are the resistance.
Stone's with us another 30 minutes. I really appreciate him being here. Roger, Trump's executive order, as you've been saying for years, we've got to get our own voice to win elections, stop the censorship. We just got a beachhead there, thanks to Elon Musk and others, Rumble, you name it. And we've got to go reform these elections. And you got Schumer and them again filing suits so illegal aliens can vote. But in Wisconsin, they did pass the measure for voter ID. So what else do we need to do? What can citizens do? And then obviously you advise Trump. What else do you think Trump can do to accelerate this? Or just like you said, the Democrats are just going to shift their fraud around and try to steal these midterms coming up.
Well, Alex, it's interesting to note that 76,000 fewer voters total voted in the election over a photo ID, which is about 3% of the vote, then voted in the race for the Supreme Court. I think that is very significant. Mail-in voting is the problem here. I think we recognize that. The president needs to broaden his executive order to outlaw mail-in voting. We also need to have our elections on one day. If the French can count 38 million paper ballots in one day, well, we surely can do the same thing. This idea of counting well past election day has to stop. In Orange County, for California, for example, we lost two House seats. I think we actually won. We won on election night. But then they keep finding these ballots weeks after the election. So if we don't address election integrity, the poll numbers don't matter. The popularity of the president doesn't matter. They just cheat. I did note, by the way, in the first district of Florida, the Democrats spent $6.5 million trying to defeat Jimmy Patronis, the Republican candidate. Patronis texted me last night that one presidential tweet, one presidential Truth Social posting was worth more than $6.5 million. And he's absolutely right.
We have reports being pushed by the corporate media that Susie Wiles and Musk are fighting, from my sources, and your sources are better than mine. I'm told they get along great. They're trying to drive a wedge, and Musk always intended to be 130 days and then leave. He's now saying that's his target, and then they're going to find, they found the trillion, they've already reached their goal. But just on that item, what do you make of that? Because you were telling me that Wiles and him and all of them are working great together.
Yeah, I think that is bullshit, is what I think. I think this is, they tried this before. Remember when Time magazine put the cover of Elon Musk sitting, you know, at the presidential desk? This is an attempt that won't work to drive a wedge, first of all, between Musk and Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump has a healthy ego. Big surprise. You don't become number one in Manhattan real estate without a healthy ego. You don't take on 16 far more experienced politicians and come out of nowhere to win the Republican nomination for president if you don't have a healthy ego. You don't beat Hillary Clinton and a machine, a fine-tuned machine in sync with the fake news media, if you don't have a healthy ego. But Elon Musk has a great relationship with the president, seen it firsthand. He is always deferential to the president. They work extremely well together. Elon Musk realized at some point, probably immediately after Butler, that they had marked him for extinction. His sin was committing himself to free speech. His sin was buying X and changing it overnight to be a bastion for free speech. Is it perfect? No. Is it a hell of a lot better than anything we've ever had since? Yes. Folks, the censorship at YouTube, censorship at Instagram, censorship at Facebook, The censorship at all of these other major social media sites continue. Just yesterday.
Hold on. Let's talk about that. The eighth coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back, myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, it's an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com, for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, we're talking about victory, and we've got the midterm elections battle that's already here. And you got massive globalist money and all this NGO money. A lot of it's been cut off, but the Democrats on record with Biden just grabbed $375 billion out of the trillion Green New Deal garbage and you know, hid $20 billion here, $5 billion there, $2 billion here. Stacey Abrams goes, oh, of course I got $2 billion to help get people to vote. You know, that's how we're going to save the earth from global warming, is getting people to vote. Totally illegal. We need indictments. This stuff is cut and dry. I know it takes time. The wheels of justice, Musk says they've given, you know, referrals on all this stuff for criminal prosecution, cut and dry. The Social Security numbers to be legal to vote, all of it. But then the other big piece is the censorship. And we've seen, you know, Trump signing executive orders. He's going to block it. But what have we really seen from Zuckerberg? We're still massive censorship on Facebook. Not as bad as it was. We've seen Bezos changing the Washington Post, not that it was effective anyways, and moving it over to more libertarian, you know, populist voice. We see Bill Maher going and to the White House a few nights ago, and quote, their minds were blown, and him and Trump really hit it off. And so it's good to try to lower the political temperature. And as even as Bill Maher said, look, give Trump a shot. The Democrats are going to get us all killed. So, I'd love to get more Democrats to not join the nihilistic Soros, overthrow the government, have a civil war movement. But it is the Soros wing that, in my view, is really taking over the Democratic Party fully right now. Here's Kid Rock on Fox, short clip, talking about the amazing dinner that he engineered there between Trump and Bill Maher. Here it is.
All right, tell us what happened from start to finish. In 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds, I went on Bill's show. I went on his podcast and I said, man, you know, nothing happens if people don't break bread together and meet face to face. He's been one of the president's hardest critics. And we came to dinner, me, Bill, Dana White, and it could not have been better. Everyone was so surprised, so pleasant. The most shocking thing to me was, you know, Bill's obviously a very big liberal, been very hard on the president, but he's donated a lot of money to other politicians. You know, you've had Biden, Clinton, Obama, everybody. He had never been to the White House, and the president was so gracious. He took us up to the private residence. We saw the Gettysburg Address in the Lincoln bedroom, and I was like, you've never been here, Bill? And I was like, how about this? President Trump, you know, extending this olive branch, and we talked about things we had in common, you know, ending wokeness, you know, securing the border. Right. You know, the president was asking him what he thought about policy, you know, going on with Iran and Israel and things. It was, it just blew my mind. It was, right. I was, you know, very, very proud.
Because Alex Jones, who is not my friend and who tells crazy lies about me, is thrown off Twitter, I think, and Facebook and a few other platforms. I think he's going to...
Thank God!
Well, If you're a liberal, you're supposed to be for free speech. That's free speech for the speech you hate. That's what free speech means. We're losing the thread of the concepts that are important to this country. If you care about the real American shit, or you don't. And if you do, it goes for every side. I don't like Alex Jones, but Alex Jones gets to speak. Everybody gets to speak.
Of course, I didn't tell crazy lies. I told him I did, but I know you've been on his show. I'd like to bury the hatchet with Marcus. He is smart, and we need to get some of the sane left, which is starting to happen, to get on board. I think that's really the right move. What do you make of this development?
You know, Alex, I have to be honest with you. There's a little inconsistency on Bill Maher's part here. I did his very first pilot for Politically Incorrect in New York. I did it as a favor to my friend Frank Gannon, who had been a comedy writer, had worked for President Nixon. I've been on Bill's show three times, but the last time I was on, he accused me of being a Russian traitor, and he said that the Russian collusion hoax was real. He accused me of being a traitor to my country. Then he later concluded correctly there was no Russian collusion, yet he has refused to have me back on so that I can clear my name. Now, here's what I do know, because when you go do Bill's show, very heady stuff. They bring you in, they give you your own dressing room with a star on the door and your name. But as comedy writers are deathly afraid that you'll be funnier than Bill, which I can do with no effort whatsoever. Bill, without a platoon of comedy writers, is not all that interesting. I wish he was consistent in his grandstanding here. But I don't think he deserves to see the president, and I would urge Kid Rock to be careful of the company he keeps. Let's leave it there.
Sure. I'm not sycophantically trying to cozy up to Bill Maher. My point is I do watch the show, and he's been basically attacking the Democrats 90% of the time now and giving Trump a lot of direct support and backhanded support. And I think we see a lot of Democrats coming over voting Republican. I was using this more of a way. I obviously don't trust Bill Maher. How to build bridges and the fact that Maher realizes we're winning culturally so much that he's at least, you know, going which way the wind blows. I mean, I'm more of a phenomenon.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what he's doing. He's sucking up because he sees the popularity of Trump and he sees where the country is moving. But let's go to the larger question, which is outside of X, when you and through social, obviously, when you go to Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or any of the other extraordinarily popular social media platforms, the censorship is still outrageous. I got a notice yesterday that I got a strike for a show on YouTube in which I interviewed John Richardson about the value of B12 to fight cancer. And that violated their community standards. Now, I happen to think it's a valid argument. I don't get many follows anyway on YouTube because the algorithms are extraordinary.
Sure, the point is the censorship is as bad as it ever was.
That's exactly right. And that's something that has to be taken into consideration going into the next elections.
What intel are you getting on Bezos and Zuckerberg? Have they really rolled over, joined the team, or is it more backstabbing?
I was told that by somebody who was there that when Mark Zuckerberg handed Donald Trump a check for $1 million for his inauguration, the president looked at it and said, "That's very nice, Mark. Now you're only $149 million short of the money you spent trying to screw me in the last election." I don't think the president is put to sleep by these people at all. They're sucking up because Trump is popular with the American people, but I don't think they have any intention of being honest. If they did, then there wouldn't be 10 Roger Stones on Facebook today who are not me. I mean, just the other day I was in a restaurant and a man came up to me and said, "Hey, Stone, where's that crypto I bought from you? I sent you the money. I never got the crypto." I don't sell crypto, Alex. I'm not on Facebook. There are 5 or 6 Roger Stones on Facebook. No,
I know. And this is a big problem. It's really not you and I that I've seen YouTube, in case you don't know me. But they've got, for like a year now, Joe Rogan ads everywhere that are not Joe Rogan endorsing products. I talked to Joe. He said, yeah, they can't stop it. There's too many companies. And they just changed the name. And I see these also. They're doing deep fakes of Trump in the Oval Office that if you didn't know he said it, you can't tell where Trump is endorsing people's products. So I'm all for free speech, but not when you steal somebody's identity. I think we need serious federal laws and prosecution of people. Hillary throws people in jail that do a joke meme. No, I'm talking about that. I mean, when somebody literally creates deepfakes to then misrepresent you to sell products or to misrepresent what you said, it's becoming an issue. Because we get emails and calls saying, hey, I bought that product, you know, from you, and then it didn't, and I'm like, there's two places you buy stuff from me, okay? I mean, okay, that's the AlexJonesStore.com and its sister site, RealAlexJones.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com and InfoWars.com. And then if you see me on this show, on our streams, KPM.com, gold, you know, KPM.com/gold, or InfoWarsPhone.com. I mean, when it's us, it's us. This is a real issue, and it's going to get worse, Roger.
No, you're absolutely right. The other night, I was on with Chris Cuomo. And by the way, I give him credit for having me on and letting me speak. But he played this stunning audio of Joe Biden that was used as a robocall to New Hampshire voters telling them not to vote. Now, the guys who made that approached me, wanted to be on my show, and I wanted no part of it. I do think that there have to be laws. I've been a victim of this.
Oh, yeah, no, that's definitely election theft and interference when somebody sends people a fake call saying don't vote. I don't care who does it. It shouldn't be going on.
No, I've been a victim of this, as have you. Look, it is now to the point technologically that for a couple hundred bucks, you can make an audio that is to the ear undetectable. But when you run it through simple soft AI software detection programs, you can prove that.
Remember, they did that in a documentary about you.
Yep, a great deal of it. There are all kinds of fake audios of look.
They put a fake one out last week. I meant to cover of J.D. Vance saying he hates Elon Musk, but of course it was totally fake.
Yeah, look, I revel in their hatred because if I was not effective, they wouldn't hate me and they wouldn't create these fake audios. But it's a very, very real problem. I give Chris Cuomo credit. He is a real critic of it, and he's been quite forthright and quite honest about it.
All right, I want to shift gears. You are a leading JFK expert. You've forgotten more than I know, and I would call myself a JFK expert, but you really are in the lore. You know every facet, you know, the stuff I've forgotten. You talk about, oh, I remember that. I mean, you're dead on. And people say, well, why is this important now? Already 90% of people in polls know, you know, the government killed Kennedy and LBJ, because so much more has come out, and it ties into what's happening with Butler and so many other events today. Trump ordered that released a month ago, said it'd be released next week. They have not released the FBI files, Secret Service files, that they have tried to suppress. But here's Oliver Stone, the incredible director. You know, this film is evergreen. Because, you know, what he put in the 90s is, you know, very, very accurate in how it really ran, based off Fletcher Prouty's research and others. Here is Oliver Stone, clip B. History repeats itself in surprise at how little we know about Matthew Crooks and Ryan Routh assassination attempts on Trump. Here it is.
This question is more based on the future. Or I should say the present day. After two assassination attempts of President Trump within the last year, and the little that we now know about Thomas Crooks and Ryan Ruth, do any of you guys on the panel believe that we are seeing history repeat itself?
No.
Mr. Stone?
I express my own surprise that so little do we still know about Mr. Crooks and the other assassination attempt. So I would see similarities here.
Thank you. I'm out of time. I yield back.
Yeah, we're supposed to just forget about them trying to kill Trump, Roger.
Yeah, yesterday was kind of funny because Congressman Lauren Boebert mistook me for Oliver Stone, asked Oliver Stone whether he had written about the book that he had written that said that LBJ was involved in the murder of JFK. And of course, she just got her stones mistaken. But actually, Oliver Stone and I somewhat agree. We both agree that LBJ was complicit in the murder of Kennedy. Now, you, Alex, broke an audio just weeks ago that I think clinched this, was an audio supplied by Billy Sol Estes, a crony of Lyndon Johnson, talking to Cliff Carter, the executive director of the Democrat Committee, a national committee under LBJ, in which they confirm that Lyndon Johnson hired a man named Malcolm Mack Wallace to shoot Kennedy. Wallace's fingerprints are found on the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository Building. By the way, there are only partial prints for Oswald. There are complete and documented prints for Wallace. Six people describe a man seen in the window of the sixth floor prior to the shooting who meets the physical description of Wallace. We have his fingerprints because in 1951, he was convicted of first-degree murder, shot and killed a man named John Douglas Kinzer in Dallas, who was trying to blackmail LBJ. So, look, I think Anna Paulina Luna has done an amazing job, but it's clear to me that there are deep state bureaucrats still trying to hold back very significant information regarding the Kennedy assassination. There are three reasons why the shooter could not possibly be Lee Harvey Oswald. One, there are no powder burns on him. A paraffin test conducted by the Dallas Police Department show that there are no nitrate burns on his chest, his hands, his arms, or his face, i.e., he did not shoot a gun that day. Secondarily, it is alleged in the Warren Commission report that Oswald shot and killed Kennedy, hid the weapon. Well, three Dallas law enforcement officers all testified that the weapon they found on the sixth floor was a precision Mauser German rifle, had Mauser stamped on the barrel. One of them recanted, the other two were murdered. Where is that weapon? There's a wire photo of a police officer holding the rifle above his head. Those who are experts in firearms can tell you it's a Mauser. It is not the Carcano World War II $26 U.S. Army issue, pardon me, Italian Army issue gun that Oswald is alleged to have used. And thirdly, Alex, Victoria Adams, who worked in the Texas School Book Depository Building, was on the staircase between floors 4 and 2 when it is alleged that Oswald ran down the stairs from the sixth floor to the second floor, where he was seen casually eating his lunch 90 seconds after the final shot. She neither saw nor heard on this wooden staircase Lee Harvey Oswald. It is literally impossible for Oswald to have been the killer. Anna Paulina Luna knows that. She's going to get at the truth. She's doing an amazing job. The deep state is fighting very hard. There are documents that we know. For example, the audio recordings of mob boss Carlos Marcello, who ran the mob in Texas and Louisiana. They were reviewed by the Assassination Records Review Board. Why are they not among the documents?
Absolutely. So let me go back to that question. Have you had a chance to talk? When I know you talked to Trump. Did you bring up, hey, you ordered it all released. They didn't release big pieces of it. I mean, anything on that?
I have sent him relevant documents. In all honesty, while this is a priority, and it is, peace in Ukraine, in the war between Ukraine and Russia, is a greater
And
priority.
I want to go there next, but just finishing up, you know, I like Congresswoman Boebert, and you know, she's reached out to the show stuff. She'll probably be on soon. But the point is I can get how she got confused. I don't think she got confused that you weren't Roger Stone and he wasn't Oliver Stone. The media acted like she confused the people. She was confusing you, you know, really more than me, promoting that big story we broke that's gotten hundreds of millions of views, you know, with the grandson that released that tape. And so she kind of conflated Stone implicating him in a cover-up and obviously involvement, but in the film, but they don't outright say it, versus what you're saying, and I agree, is the final icing on the cake. So I'm not, you know, I mean, don't you read the media's conflating that she didn't know who Oliver Stone was? No, she was just confusing you popularizing the new information that came out a month ago with him bringing it up.
I think that's exactly right. In other words, there's not that substantial difference between the two Stones. After I wrote my book in 2013, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, I got a nice note from Oliver Stone, who I did not know, although I had a good relationship with his son. who told me that he wished he had read my book prior to the making of his epic film. He believed Johnson was involved in the cover-up. I believe that Johnson planned and orchestrated
We know. I've interviewed. I got the deathbed confession. E. Howard Hunt. We got the. I interviewed his mistress, who they admit was his mistress. He said, "I'm gonna kill him." Then he said, "I killed him." I mean, and now we got the tape of Billy Saul Estes and the head of the DNC. I mean, Of course, LBJ was the ringleader. I mean, it's not even debatable. Here's the clip of Boebert, since you mentioned it. Again, the media says conflating that Roger Stone is Oliver Stone. No, conflating that Oliver Stone was breaking the big news that Roger's been breaking in the last month. Here it is.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you to our witnesses for being here today. Hopefully we can stay on topic for the rest of this hearing. We seem to be wrapping up pretty close here. Mr. Stone, you wrote a book accusing LBJ of being involved in the killing of President Kennedy. Did these most recent releases confirm or negate your initial charge? Being involved in the assassination of President Kennedy.
No, I didn't. In the film, if you look closely, there's no such statements.
No, I didn't. If you look closely at the film, there's no. It accuses the President Johnson.
Okay.
Of being part of a complicit in a cover up of the case, but not in the assassination itself, which I don't know.
What do you think that he was complicit with? Yes, sir. I'll get to you.
The cover up. Well, how about, for starters, appointing Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA, who was fired by Kennedy, to the commission itself. To the Warren Commission, and he goes to almost every meeting, and he's pretty much in charge of the Warren Commission from the beginning. Alan Dulles. That's part of the evidence that points to President Johnson's either incompetence or involvement.
Mr. Morley, I think you had something to add on that.
I think you're confusing Mr. Oliver Stone Mr. Roger Stone.
I haven't stated it yet.
Who?
Sorry.
It's Roger Stone who implicated LBJ in the assassination of the president. It's not my friend Oliver Stone.
Is that all the whispers were there? I may have misinterpreted that, and I apologize for that. But there seems to be some alluding of, like you said, incompetence or some sort of involvement there on the back end. And so sorry, I'm going to move on. Mr. Morley, I would like to talk more about the.
So what's happening is the world's catching up with all this. So I did that interview with the grandson, and it blows. I mean, hundreds of millions of views on our channel. It's everywhere. Billions probably saw it. And so it is huge, Roger, and you really popularized it, all the hundreds of interviews you've done. We can't get mad at Boebert and others. They're just now catching up, and that's what's happening here. They haven't been studying it for decades like we have.
Well, Alex, I really think pivotal to all of this is your historic interview with Madeleine Brown. Madeleine Brown was Lyndon Johnson's mistress. She bore Johnson a son, Stephen Brown. Go online, look at his picture. Who does he look like? He's a dead ringer for his daddy, LBJ. He also died under mysterious circumstances. It's interesting because Geraldo Rivera also interviewed Madeleine Brown, but when I asked him about it, he played dumb, saying he had no idea what I was talking about. Yeah, you can go to YouTube and you can find that interview. But Alex,
yeah, we got to find. I did two interviews with her. We got to find that Madeleine Duncan Brown stuff.
Yeah, I think you need to put that back up because I think it's historic.
Yeah, absolutely stay there. I want to do 5 more minutes. You know, you got to go on Ukraine. I'm glad you raised that. You think of everything because there's big developments there. I mean, big. Zelensky just keeps lying. The media keeps lying. What? Roger knows Trump well. What does he predict Trump's going to do? A little bit more on tariffs. Then I'm going to hit all the other news. And the orbit of the South Pole. Yeah, the world's not round, folks. Oh, yeah, it is. Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now, the very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade, and it works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take 3 droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Quite frankly, I didn't develop Optimal Human when Bigley came on as a big sponsor, and I told them the supplements I wanted from the companies I wanted. They went out and did what I wanted. People love them, and they're incredible. The turmeric, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. But they'd had this out for years, and I thought, my green caps are great, and, you know, this other company I use is great because, you know, green superfoods are amazing. And then I finally took it, and Harrison Smith took it, and I was like, my God. And by then, we'd been selling it 4 or 5 months, and it was already a top seller. The problem is there's so many ingredients, and it's so hard to source, and it's so clean, high standards, that it's sold out most of the time. We finally got a decent shipment of it in, but we never offered it for subscription because we just couldn't keep it. When you subscribe at thealexshowstore.com, and then they keep it back for you so it never sells out. So go to thealexshowstore.com and get your Optimal Human and so many other incredible products today. Check out all the great Patriot apparel. Make your life more healthy and enriched, and help keep us on the air as we take on the deep state at point blank range and win.
The Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several of their platforms. They don't. And even if they did, thealexjonesstore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks, more entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Sign up today. Experience the amazing benefits and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
Folks, I'm not funded by any big corporations or anybody. I am funded by viewers and listeners, because over the years they would target our sponsors and threaten them and take them away. We direct sell high quality products, supplements, mementos, collectible knives, Patriot gear at thealexjonesstore.com. But the supplements are some of the best you're going to find anywhere. And we have this new product that boosts your immune system with all the known concentrated herbs and compounds. Atomic defense, meaning, you know, nuke the bad guys, boost your immune system ahead of all the things that are going on. It's so good for you. The ingredients are incredible. It's our newest product at thealexjonesstore.com. And then it funds our operation. There's a political, cultural, spiritual immune system to fight the globalist, a true 360 win. And out of the gates, it's 40% off introductory offer. You take this, it's good for your whole body. You take it all the time, but particularly in the fall and winter, everybody needs atomic defense. Thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we've got some final huge areas to pick Roger Stone's brain on. Then when he leaves us, I am going to plunge into all this other news I haven't hit, like the incredibly powerful, intriguing, mesmerizing footage of the North and South Pole for the first time in manned missions. Another first, another milestone, a trailblazing by Elon Musk and SpaceX, sending up amateur astronauts. Isn't that amazing? And you can see the HD footage of the Earth is round, it's a sphere, it's a globe, and the flat earthers flipping out. And I'm going to get to the Satanists doing their desecration rituals against Christians and Catholics at the Kansas State Capitol and beating people up. I'm going to cover that first. But I wanted with Roger to hit two big topics before he leaves us. We'll hit the Ukraine war in a moment, and the big, when I say big, it's the biggest ever. It's coming to a head here. And where he thinks Trump's going with this and how he respond to the different levels of deception on Zelensky and others. But first, we're told the Hunter Biden laptop's fake. Well, we got it. We looked at it. It wasn't fake. We were told that Biden's daughter's diary about sex with dad in the shower was fake. It was real. They later confirmed that. And they had the 51 intelligence agents come out and say it was Russian disinformation, a fraud, a forgery. But the FBI knew day one that was the case, and now the documents have been released. Headline, FBI agent didn't know he was supposed to lie, so he confirmed Biden laptop was real on call with Twitter. And then you've got the incredible emails and FBI documents saying he's got a call, they got to shut it down. Gag order. No one's supposed to know this. I mean, you've got to go to these articles at GatewayPundit.com and Infowars.com and all the rest of them and see these messages for yourself. Roger, caught red-handed in election meddling here, caught red-handed using the power of the FBI. We now, Zuckerberg said on Joe Rogan, he got a call from the FBI and saying, that's not real, take that down. Don't let anybody show this. I mean, this is amazing, Roger. What do you make of this?
Alex, this just in, Senator Adam Schiff has put a permanent hold on the appointment of Ed Martin as the U.S. attorney for D.C. And this is significant, apropos what you just said, is because what they really fear here is accountability. This is classic Alinskyism. Schiff's statement is laughable because Schiff himself, perhaps the greatest congenital liar and con man in the history of the U.S. Congress, is guilty of everything he accuses Ed Martin, who's an honest prosecutor, of doing. It is Kafkaesque. It is Alice in Wonderland.
And Ed Martin is investigating him.
Exactly, which is why they want to shut the investigation down. The point here, of course, is that Kash Patel, in whom I have enormous confidence, and Pam Bondi, who I also have huge confidence in because I know her well from her days as the highly capable Attorney General of Florida, they are accumulating the evidence and it will be used. I think that this is not about revenge or retaliation. It's about rebalancing the scales of justice. So we have one system. Not a two-tiered system, but one system in which everyone is treated equally, and those who have actually broken the law are prosecuted, as opposed to those like you and I, who are falsely accused and they try to destroy because we have the courage to tell the truth.
What should the ramifications be of the FBI knowingly suppressing and getting involved in the election, bullying everybody and getting millions of people censored? Millions, they had it taken down. On Facebook, Instagram, then it was Twitter everywhere. And what should be the ramifications for Russiagate trying to put you in prison, trying to put me in prison? I was in all those dragnets. I didn't make a big deal about it. The five grand juries, congressional testimonies, all of it, that they then destroyed and hid in their fake committee that was illegally constituted. They had got pardons for it. You had to testify in front of that kangaroo operation as well. What should the ramifications be?
I don't think termination is enough. Look, I'm not a lawyer, but I don't think termination is enough. And those like John Brennan or James Comey or Susan Rice or Joe Biden as vice president, where he has no immunity, should be held responsible. I think they should be prosecuted. Now, we've talked on this show about the difficulty of getting a fair and honest prosecution in the District of Columbia. Where you can't find an honest judge, you can't find an unbiased judge, and you will not get an unbiased jury. So I would have to get better legal advice, but it seems to me that perhaps a military tribunal is appropriate. There is no statute of limitations for treason, and the Russian collusion hoax is the greatest single dirty trick in the history of American politics. It is an abuse of power in which the full authority of the United States government and the incredible capabilities of our intelligence agencies were utilizing two pieces of what they knew were completely fraudulent evidence, the so-called Steele dossier, which de facto Mueller hit squad director Andrew Weissman knew all the way back to his days as general counsel of the FBI, was a fraud paid for by Hillary Clinton, and the false claim that the Russians hacked the DNC, for which no one can produce any evidence because it didn't happen. In fact, Bill Binney produced a proof that the download times of that information, which presumably was purloined.
It was done on site. It was done on site. It's in the metadata. So segueing into Russia, now the left and their money laundering and NATO and admitting in their own documents they need a war with Russia to keep the EU tyranny going, and the EU is canceling elections left and right of anybody that's populist. Putin envoy visits Washington for talks in first since 2022, Ukraine invasion. Russia warns against U.S. strike on Iran nuclear size catastrophe. U.S. Adding second aircraft carrier to Middle East. This all ties together. Crisis in Sweden as nuclear bunkers are ready for World War III. This is all mainstream news, folks. Germany launches first permanent foreign deployments since World War II. It's on Putin's doorstep. China concludes two-day war games closest ever to Taiwan. I mean, like 100 yards off with live fire drills. Yeah, they're shooting missiles and machine guns right on the beach there. Why Trump is unlikely to negotiate an end to the Ukraine war. Zero Hedges saying, bipartisan senators prepare 500% uranium oil tariffs that Russia doesn't negotiate. So, Zelensky now for the upteenth time has said he'll do the mineral deal and then pulled out of it. We get this NBC thing over the weekend. Oh, Trump's really mad at Putin, but that's not really what he said. He said, I'm mad at Zelensky on Air Force One the next day. You know what's really going on. You know Trump's brain probably better than anybody, though he throws a lot of curveballs. Where do you see this going? Because the money's getting cut off from the U.S., but NATO's clearly trying to suck us into it. The obvious move is get the hell out of NATO. Roger, that's a lot I just threw out, but what's the download there?
Look, Donald Trump is a master negotiator, but one thing he does know is you don't negotiate in public. So we're not privy to what's going on behind the scenes, but it takes two to tango. He's got to get Putin and Zelensky at the same table. His real problem is, while Putin speaks for himself, Zelensky is a puppet. He's completely manipulated by the EU and by the European nations. He's not his own man. He cannot make his own decisions. And he's being propped up. He keeps talking about the imminent death of Putin, which to me that means a threat of some kind of assassination. Meanwhile, I'll tell you one thing, Alex. This move in France to incarcerate Marie Le Pen because she's leading in the election is almost identical to what they did to Donald Trump. And speaking for myself, if I were president, I would sanction France right now over that action. By the way, a crime for which a previous political leader was given a slap on the wrist just months ago, a made-up crime.
There are so many, and they arrested and canceled the election of Kalin Georgescu because he doesn't want war. They're saying they'll cancel the Polish election if they don't like it. I mean, the EU Commission was set up as a trade deal. It is a dictatorship. China and the EU are now allied together against us. There's been a total shakeup in the world order, and the average American, even the average congressperson, doesn't even seem to understand that, but Donald Trump clearly does.
Well, NATO made sense after World War II, after their economies, European economies, were decimated, and we were rich and strong. But it makes very little sense today, and it's going. They'd like to use it as a provocation to draw us into a world war. Donald Trump is, above all, a peacemaker, and he understands the greatest title that history can bestow on any leader is that of peacemaker. He's committed to bringing this war to an end. I would not bet against Donald Trump. The only thing that is predictable about Donald Trump is that he is completely and totally unpredictable.
Finally, you are the best-selling author. The book is Evergreen, TheMenWhoKilledKennedy.com. People can get it there, StoneZone.com, to find your shows, everything you do. But one little final piece, Trump just keeps cutting off the funding, the deep state, taking away all these different globalist security clearances and security details. Now Trump administration begins layoffs at CDC, FDA, and other health agencies. The left claims, oh, God, we'll all die. No, these are the same ones that lied to him about COVID, brought out the poison shots, all of it. Kennedy's doing a great job. And you've got Fauci's wife, the regulator he works with for all the fraud. She has been fired from the NIH. This is really good news. More Christmas presents from President Trump. Closing comments on that, Roger Stone.
I still, to this day, I find it hard to understand how Fauci and his wife are allowed to profiteer millions and millions of dollars advocating a vaccination that they themselves own a piece of the action in. So at a minimum, we need a change in federal law that prohibits health officials in the employ of the United States government from profiteering by the policies they promulgate. This is something I hope, along with banning big pharma advertising on radio and television, this is something I hope that RFK, who I have the highest possible regard for, will pursue.
Roger, powerful hour and 40 minutes. Thanks for giving us about an hour. Thank you so much, Roger, for the time. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Great to be with you, Alex. God bless you and keep fighting.
All right. I've got a lot to hit. And I got a special guest coming up with the Democrats' plan for mass uprisings billed as a civil war and who they're allied with Ivan Raiklin, formerly with the Defense Intelligence Agency, and Commandant of Flynn, really, really smart. And I wanted to pick his brain about that. He's also basically lives on Capitol Hill now. A lot of critical intel on what's unfolding there. He'll be with us about 30, 40 minutes. Then I've got even more news after that. And then I'm coming in to host The War Room today with Harrison Smith, 3 p.m. Central. So definitely you're going to want to tune in for that because we're going to be covering Trump at 3 p.m. Central with his huge tariff announcements. And again, I keep saying I have a good idea what he's going to do before this show ends. Right before that, I'm going to tell you what I think he's about to announce, and we'll see how accurate I am today. But don't forget, this is an information war. You are the amplifiers. You're 99% of the equation. And so when you decide to share the live feeds from Alex Jones of this show and the special coverage of that today that'll be on this feed, and when you decide to share the articles and videos on your email list, your text message, word of mouth, it changes the world. We've been doing it together. I want to get into the Satanist and how it's all part of the destabilization campaign and who's funding them, who's running it, all of that, and some of their latest outrageous behavior that we'll show you some shocking video of that makes my blood boil here in just a moment. But first, it is also your financial support that makes this transmission available. It's key. So we sell you products that are the very best so that they'll really work, so that you'll want to get them again and again. We want to form a relationship with you. We're not like the globalists that want to poison you and kill you and rip you off because we're evil Satanists. I'm the opposite of the Wolf of Wall Street, where he's sitting there ripping off poor retirees and then laughs at them after he gets their money. I don't want you to hate me. I want you to like me. And that's why I didn't have a gold or silver sponsor for about 12, 13 years, because I looked at the markets and they were manipulating when they got shorting, and I said, you know, whenever I think it's time to get in, I will. And so I brought on the best sponsor with the best ratings. And I just used this as an example 18 months ago. And I said, I believe this is what's about to happen. And exactly what I said to the, basically to the cent has happened. Okay. So I want to be the guy that's right. I want the good reap what you sow. I want the good karma. I don't want to be evil. Okay. And if you'd have listened to me, and a lot of you did, you got gold and silver over a year and a half ago now, I hit it at the perfect point. And that's the thing. It's not that I'm even that smart. The people perish for lack of knowledge. I'm not in real estate market. I bought one investment house 8 years ago or 7 years ago with the little bit of money I had as a backup, because I believe with my sources that it would more than double or triple in the next 3 years. I sold it at the exact height and then pumped all the money in here to keep us on air. I try to be a good steward. All right. I mean, it's so why am I saying all this? You got the Satanist on one end, and you got where I'm trying to go on the other. And I don't claim to be Christ-like. I'm trying to be. So when I tell you that methylene blue is amazing and is a game changer, it would take hours to go into all of it. I want you to go do your own research on the science websites and everywhere. It's the only treatment and cure for cyanide poisoning. Now, what does that tell you? You know how powerful cyanide is? It's the most deadly poison in the world. Nothing counteracts it except methylene blue. Invented by the Germans as a wonder drug in the 1870s. Why do you never hear about it? Because they don't want you to have it, and it's cheap. Okay? Now, can it be used for clothing? No, of course. It's like ivermectin can be used for dewormer, but it does other things. Not why it won the Nobel Prize. So, I've taken methylene blue off and on for 6 years because my medical doctor told me I should take it. And he told me to get USP grade, just make sure it says that. So I bought it off Amazon. And quite frankly, I didn't bring it to market and stuff because the way the politics worked, the Democrats, they were demonizing it. But the HHS endorsed it ahead, and everybody now wants it. So I said, get me the top one. They did a bunch of research, our sponsor, Bigley. They said, okay, this is the lab that makes it for the medical stuff they do, and they use it in dyes and surgeries, brain surgery, all this. They sell to the medical firms, everybody. This is the best, and they're the top group for private labelers. We got the best. I said, okay, get it here. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to start endorsing this. I want to make sure it's really good. Take a good dose of it, fill it with electricity, focus, clarity, energy, with the regular so-called USP. I take this last Thursday, and 15, 20 minutes later, because I'm not a placebo guy, I didn't like, ooh, let's see what this does. I've taken it before. I'm like, okay, put it in my iced tea, a dropper full, drank half the iced tea, got busy, forgot. All of a sudden, I'm tingling. I mean, seriously, like 10 times the electricity I felt before. It was actually kind of like, zzz. I was like, what the? Am I plugged? I mean, you were like touching an appliance, you get a little shock. It's like, zzz. I mean, I was like, zzz. And Rob Dew and McGreen saw this because my office is back there. And I come in there and I go, man, my God, it must be the methylene blue. My hair's standing up. And I was itching. I'm being honest. And I went in the bathroom, took my shirt off, looked at it. I didn't have like hives. I just got a shade redder. That lasted about an hour. And I had all this energy. It was unlike any other energy. It was like clarity. It wasn't, like you can drink a bunch of coffee or something and you go, zzz, but it has a weird jitteriness, no jitteriness. Then the next day I have this savage workout. And the guy I trained with is like, what the hell? Because I've been working out 8 months intensely again, but it took me time to build up. This was like a jump. And then I didn't need to take any more of it because I had so much energy. And then the workouts have just been bonkers. And my muscles and fat going off and muscles getting bigger. And and I'm healthier now and I'm taking all the other stuff. So it's a synergy. But when I tell you, and then I did even more research this weekend and talked to some doctors and chemists, they said, well, listen, that's probably a mitochondrial function issue if it was that intense. And they said, also don't take it with a big dose of niacin. It can really, whatever, which I wasn't doing. They said, maybe are you taking a lot of niacin? No. I mean, and they said, well, that means you got mitochondrial issues. I said, actually, I've had two genetic tests. That's what they said. I've got 2.5 of the 4 genes broken. I have 100% capacity, very rare in the mitochondrial energy output, but 2.5 of the 4 genes are broken in getting the energy out. And it all goes into electrochemical stuff. They go, oh, yeah, that's exactly. I talked to 2 different doctors and a chemist because I made a lot of phone calls this week. And I was like, what the hell? They said, the average person will feel energy and clarity with no letdown because it's not a stimulated. It transfers toxins out of the cells, allows the energy in the cells to be more available. It's a very complex molecule that they say is just perfectly balanced. And it's similar to what iodine does, which is essential. That's in all electrochemical activities, but it's like next level. And it may be because I'm taking X2 with it as well and the IRC moss. But, I mean, you will feel it, and it is amazing. But if you're like me, and a lot of Northern Europeans have this mitochondrial issue, it's like, I've never had this much clarity. Everybody's noticing it on air. I mean, I always have some clarity, but I'm less irritable, which I'm always irritable because I've got so much I've already researched, so much I want to hit, the frustration of not being able to nail everything I want to say because of time. I'm going to stop plugging here and get into the Satanist and all the rest of it, and then our guest and the amazing, the world's round, folks, total proof, the first orbit with humans around the poles, which is amazing. That's all coming up in the next hour. But you want to get Ultra Methylene Blue, the private label of what they said was the top firm. And I can tell you, and what I figured out is this, I'm guessing this. I think these other USP companies, what's in it is USP, and it means like 95.7, you can look it up, medical grade. I think they're watering it down. Because I'm telling you, I'd have to say, this had 10 times the effect of any, because other methylene blue, you feel the energy and every once in a while a little tingle and kind of, and I'm kind of like, yeah, okay, yeah. And I just kind of forgot to take it over the years, take it here and there. I know my wife really likes it. This is not that. And maybe other brands are this good. I don't know. I can't say it's the best. I know it's the best I ever took. And I know I want you to be very careful when you take it, because I am really glad I only drank half the iced tea and forgot to drink the rest that I put it in. Because it was super intense. And I did go ahead and drink a half dropper about an hour ago. And I'm feeling it right now. And so, believe me, I told you to get gold and silver. Was I right? I was actually wrong. It went up a little bit more than we said it would. But we just nailed it to the months, years. I mean, it's just, you know. And so when I tell you that this is powerful, I'm not blowing smoke. Everybody needs to get it. And enough people already know about this. It's great because a lot of people are getting it, and that is really helping us build our war chest up in the fight. So this is a win-win for everybody. At the same time, don't think the Irish sea moss isn't great. Don't think the Shilajit isn't great. Don't think that our strongest turmeric, 95% curcuminoid, regular raw turmeric is what you buy in most capsules. It works great for inflammation and pain. Like I told you, my wife would be sitting there with her sports stuff from tennis, knee hurting and stuff, and hip hurting. Well, these pills say they're four times stronger, these big horse pills. Why are you saying take this one? I said, it's concentrated. Read the back of yours. It's raw. Yours is raw. These two little pills are way stronger than all, you know, basically the whole bottle you're eating. Well, not basically, it is. So that's what 95% curcuminoid is. We were the first to ever do it in bodies, and now this has got 95% curcuminoid. Nobody ever asked anybody to go up that high. I asked the labs, I go, what's the strongest you ever did? 75%. Can you go stronger? Yeah. So that's what we do. All and the methylene book may be working so good for me, again, because I'm a lot healthier now, eating healthier, intermittent fasting, and all the rest of it. But I'd been taking methylene blue off and on the last 8 months while I was getting in shape. I didn't do this. But definitely it all goes together. TheAlexShowStore.com. You definitely want it. Get some Patriot T-shirts while you're there, and I'll keep swinging for the fences in this fight. All right. We got a really important short little report here I want to get out. Stop the geoengineering madness, a nice condensed boil down. We're getting really close to that. 30 plus states passing laws to go after it. I mean, RFK Jr. tasked to go expose it. Very exciting. And then Ivan Ranklin on the globalist plan for civil war and how to stop it. And then the Satanist and the orbit. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C Gummies are back in stock at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C Gummies right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's a rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C+.
It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're going to get the chemtrails out, the chemicals out of the chemtrails.
It's very frustrating to know this has been going on, to interview the father of weather weapons before he died, Dr. Ben Livingston. But they were controlling hurricanes in the 60s, certified secret government documents that had been declassified. That's why I had him on.
I'm the first person to ever see a cloud with the intention to cause it to do military damage.
The Amish need to know more and more about weather that surrounds this planet is a vital part of the expanded research program of atomic weapons. We all talk about the weather. The Army is doing something about the weather.
So we physicists are firing trillion-watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts. Even in the 60s, the CIA used this to bring down monsoons during the Vietnam War.
But there weren't any real clouds around. It was the end of the monsoon season, but there were a number of these small clouds that barely reached the freezing level, and by putting a small amount of silver iodide in there, we got them to collect and start to build.
My main contribution at Corona was to write a plan for weather modification control for the whole world. At any given time, we could send a number of airplanes with the materials and dispensing equipment we had, and probably control the weather all the way around the world. We were the first ones to fly into hurricanes for the purpose of modifying them, if you will. That was Project Storm Fury. I began to be extremely confident that we could do whatever we wanted to with a hurricane. The Project Storm Fury had been going on since 1961, and they had already done two experiments, one in 61 and 63. Well, by 1964, when I was there in 1964, I wrote the plan and started to have them track an emission of every flight that was on the hurricane cloud seeding experiments. So we had documentation for everything. So
the climate engineering transmissions are 10 times more powerful than the frequency transmissions for communications. So all of this is part of the problem, and manipulating wind flows as well. And that's key. We see it happening right now with the severe weather outbreaks happening in the U.S. as manipulated flows of moisture are being migrated in from the western U.S., chemically nucleated, creates a cold, dense layer of air on the surface as they push that eastward, and it collides with manipulated moisture from the record warm Gulf. And those two air masses collide. You get severe weather, which creates unstable atmospheric condition, which creates cyclonic rotations. The cyclonic rotations that are being spawned right now are from conditions that are directly connected to climate engineering. That doesn't mean a specific cyclone in a specific location, but it means the overall region that has been set up for a spawning ground for tornadoes. And that's inarguable. We can argue the motives and the agendas, but the fact that climate engineering is manipulating conditions that are spawning these conditions is inarguable.
Fourth generation farmer, and they are finding in the land that we've had for so long in a 100-year-old farm, things that they have no idea or reason why things should be in the soil. I'm talking bacteria. I'm talking different acids, pH levels. But it's all come from what falls out of the air.
1998, which was the warmest year ever recorded up to that point in time. That's when they coined the term climate change instead of global warming, because they knew that they'd be causing these flash chemical cool downs. The vapor pressure deficit is the respiratory pores on crops, trees. They shut when conditions are as we've just described. So they don't uptake carbon. They don't release oxygen. We don't have anybody in the environmental community discussing this and the effect from climate engineering. So again, hypocrisy from the environmentalist community. leaving out all these pieces of the puzzle.
Ben, why hasn't there been a lawsuit against the government for not stopping these hurricanes?
You know, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but I really don't understand why, because the government certainly has reneged on its responsibility to the citizens of the country to protect them.
There's no hiding from this issue. I want to state that. You cannot put this issue in the rearview mirror like you can so many other issues, and people choose to ignore it if they can. Can't ignore this. This is pounding the nails into our collective coffins by the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the alexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have major breaking news. Gentlemen, we have major breaking news. This I just learned about this 5 minutes ago, right here in Austin, Texas. And what a window into the 95-5 mindset of the globalist Democrat rats. We have the big Venezuelan gang, just as bad as MS-13. Right here in Austin, Texas, being arrested and in other counties around the state, about to be deported, and you have the Democrats surrounding the buildings, protesting and all going crazy about it. I got to take a break. Actually, I got to take a break before we go to our guests. I got to reset here. I have to take a break. There's just too much going on. I have to reset and look at this. There's a lot to cover here. A lot to get into. Let's play clip three, and then I'm going to come back and relaunch. Go ahead and play clip three whenever you get ready.
You said the other day you uncovered some evidence that there was massive Social Security fraud and that arrests were imminent.
Yes.
What can you tell us about that? And what can you tell us about what you've seen politicians do to make massive amounts of money off of the federal government, like Nancy Pelosi? Please.
Yes. So we've encountered there's really so much fraud. It's deciding what should be prosecuted first, because it's such a long list. You have to actually prioritize the list. We convey the list to the Department of Justice. The DOJ has a process that they go through to review and think about it. The wheels of justice turn slowly. In fact, obviously, I have a maniacal sense of urgency. So to me, when I see that terrible fraud has happened, I'm like, why haven't we arrested someone already? But as the saying goes, the wheels of justice turn slowly but surely. And I think probably the person that stole 400,000 Social Security numbers, at least, maybe more, will be arrested hopefully this week. Mm. You know, with respect to the non-governmental organizations, these sort of fake NGOs, I think there needs to be a number of arrests in that regard as well, because these are fake charities, where mostly Democrats, I don't want to be clear. There's sometimes a little bit of Republican in there, because they sometimes throw the Republicans a bone to say, hey, be quiet about this. So that's where you start getting the uniparty thing going on. Mm-hmm. But it is overwhelmingly to Democrats, and they give these, give billions of dollars to NGOs run by Democrats that then go through a whole network of additional NGOs. It's a giant money laundering scheme. Really, at this point, I think the word NGO and money laundering are almost synonymous.
The massive criminal globalist network has been exposed. We have the Democratic Party literally defending the Venezuelan gangs, the El Salvadoran gangs, MS-13, all of it. And now there's been a joint operation with the state and the cities, Hays County, Travis County, the state of Texas, joint TDA, Trenta Agua, operation results in over 40 arrests in Hays County alone. And they are here being processed in Austin. For more than a year, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, San Antonio Police Department, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and several other federal, state, and local partners have been investigating members of the association and associates believed to be part of the Venezuelan transnational gang, Trenta Agua. I always say it wrong. In recent days, the FBI developed intelligence regarding a possible gathering of suspected TDA members or TDA associations in Hays County. Early yesterday morning, the Hays County Sheriff's Office, DPS, working with the FBI, ICE, Homeland Security investigators, and enforcement removal operations, established sufficient cause to obtain a search warrant to a residence in Hays County, which was executed by DPS Special Response Team. As a result of this operation, more than 40 individuals, including minors, taken into custody at or near the residence, and narcotics were seized. And it goes on from there. State and local prosecutors will evaluate potential charges based on the evidence obtained during the search warrant and subsequent investigation. Now, and this ties in exactly what our guest was come on about. He'll be with us for most of the hour. You have these arrests happening everywhere. Remember, this gang was just taking over a few apartments in Colorado. No, it's Illinois, Texas, California, New York, Florida. And the difference is Trump's in there now, so they're raiding them. It was Biden that's now come out that told the dictator of Venezuela, we'll take the sanctions off your oil if you send them here. And it's come out. I mean, think of the war they've been waging against us. These are the foot soldiers of the globalist and the Iranians and all the rest of it. And they're gearing up for big uprisings this summer, and these are their soldiers. And now I got information Sunday from Dev Group, Virginia Beach, that they busted more there working for Sinaloa, but were low-level drug gangs working for them. They got their phones. They had targeting, being told they're funded by Iran to go out and create lists of where special operations people live. And we've gotten the intel from General Flynn that specifically myself, he didn't mention himself, but I learned he was on there too, CIA, NSA information that they have prepared hit list with these cartels. So this is the muscle of the Democrats. It's not enough to cut off their funding. This is the muscle of the deep state. You've got to go after them. And here's the big takeaway. We have footage of this right now in downtown Austin. At the jail, there are a bunch of Soros Democrats protesting, not wanting super hardcore, one of the most dangerous gangs in the world, deported. Absolutely insane. Here's some of the news.
And the other kid, we don't know.
fear.
We are neighbors. Welcome here.
The road. No one's kidnapping.
Just because. And the other kid, we don't know.
Trinde der Agrawa. And as bad as MS-13, one of the worst in the world, you have the Democrats, the Soros minions in downtown Austin in a multi-county state raid, busting drug houses full of this terrorist group, and you've got the federal judges trying to block Trump deporting them. You've got Chuck Schumer suing Trump over order targeting illegal immigrants. You have Cory Booker saying Trump's disappearing innocent Americans off the street. You mean he's illegal aliens? They're not disappearing them. They're known gangbangers. And then, oh, maybe one of the leaders didn't have a criminal record. He's here illegally. Oh, he's got a family, but he's got the tattoos. He's got it all. That's a top story, the scandal of Trump. We can deport any of these people. They broke the law to be here. Here's a short Fox News clip, and we're going to Ivan Rakelin with a 35,000-foot view.
One of the illegal immigrants on that flight is at the center of a controversy right now. Kilmer Abrego Garcia was deported to El Salvador because of an administrative error. The liberal media has its own narrative.
The Trump administration has admitted to mistakenly deporting a Maryland father to a Salvadoran super prison.
According to his attorney, Abrego Garcia has no criminal record, is married to a U.S. citizen, and has a 5-year-old disabled child.
Can't they just say, we made a mistake? We need...
Please return this man.
Please return this man, and we'll process him correctly.
They've already acknowledged the administrative error. However, the Trump administration says the move was more than justified. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
If you just saw the headline from the insane failing Atlantic magazine this morning, you would think this individual was father of the year, living in Maryland, living a peaceful life, when that couldn't be further from the truth. They didn't even mention in the title of that article or even in the first paragraph that this individual is an illegal criminal who broke our nation's immigration laws. He is a leader in the brutal MS-13 gang, and he is involved in human trafficking.
That's all right, let's stop there. So again, you have the Democrats and Soros groups protesting. You just saw them in Austin. They are openly defending these people. Cory Booker's trying to pretend they're U.S. citizens. This is all part of the buildup. And I know that General Flynn, myself, Ivan Rakelin, a few other people like Steve Bannon understand this. The Democrats said in August of 2020, if Trump wins, we're going to have states secede and have an overthrow. They said it again 6 months ago, and then now they're building it up. They're clearly making their move here, and I want to get more attention on this, but they are badly coordinated. Their funding's being cut off. I want to get former Green Beret and Defense Intelligence Agency officer and a lawyer and really our eyes and ears up on Capitol Hill on with us right now. And he's Ivan Rakelin. I appreciate him holding while I went over all that. You can follow him on X at Ivan Rakelin, R-A-I-K-L-I-N, invaluable work and intel there. What do you make of this current development and how they're now what I call a 95-5 version? Because I've seen polls. 95% of people want MS-13 and Train Day, Arguar, or whatever the hell you call it, out of here. And now they're openly defending gang leaders from gangs that literally torture children to death and worship Satan in the case of MS-13. I mean, what the hell? And where do you see this going? And what intel are you seeing on how the deep state may try to strike back after they already tried to kill Trump twice?
Yeah, I think thanks for having me back on, Alex. The big picture here, I think, is that the Democrats are, it's springtime now, or we're going into the summer kind of season. Remember the summer of love back in 2020. I think that they're doing the summer of love 2.0, but after, because they expected to steal the and rig the election this last time around. They didn't expect that Elon Musk was going to go all in and make sure that the election was going to overpower their, the deceit in the electoral system. So I think at this point, there's an internal struggle going on with those in the deep state that are trying to push Elon Musk out because he is so, I mean, he just, blow after blow after blow daily exposing all this corruption. And I think that there's a push within Congress particularly to not solidify any of his exposure. They may be able to curtail some of the corruption over the next few months, maybe during this first half of the second term, I should say. But they're trying to do everything in their power to weaken Elon Musk so that, the government in and of itself is not able to articulate the good that it's doing for its citizens, which is going after Tren de Aragua, going after foreign terrorists, going after the MS-13 gang members, like the one that was just arrested last week by, there's a press conference with Kash Patel, the FBI director, and then Pam Bondi was there as well, the AG. So the other thing that I wanted to mention is that while a lot of people are demanding that there's accountability for our domestic enemies, I think this is, if you were to look at this from a glass half full perspective, I think what's going on institutionally, it's actually good that we're going after what I think most people would agree as enemy threat actors, Venezuelan gangs, MS-13 El Salvador gang members here in the United States. And what that does, it rehearses the institutions that for the previous 4 years were not rehearsed to go after our enemies. Instead, that they were weaponized against the American citizen. So it's essentially warming them up and prepping them to then potentially go after our domestic threats. Namely, I mean, you know who these are, the Brennans of the world and the deep state actors themselves as we move forward. The glass half empty perspective is essentially, when are these guys going to get off of, unfortunately, you aired some clips from what I call at this point, the Fauci funded faux news program, right? When are they going to get off faux news and actually do press conference updates from their offices, whether it's at the Department of Justice or any of these other locales?
Absolutely. There is still too much focus by the Trump administration on legacy media. If they look, it's their big press conferences that just dominate and get hundreds of millions of billions of views online. Why isn't Trump doing more interviews with Elon Musk that got a billion listeners conservatively
right. Just
on that stream, not to mention all the clips that went out everywhere? Trump's not like,
and I think Elon
podcasts are giving a run for the money. No, they're not. They're dominating.
Absolutely. No, I 100% agree with you, Alex. I think at this point, somebody is trying to get Elon, or he's being influenced in going on to Fox News. Because at the end of the day, the way I see it is now that we've defeated the Democrats in the election in 2024, I think we need to start purging out internally the internal threat. And my assessment is that the internal threat is greatest coming from the legacy media actors that are fully funded by Big Pharma, fully funded by foreign interests that you've exposed for decades now. And I think that's where the focus needs to be. And it's our duty to inform the most influential America First leaders in the movement that, your Paul Ryans of the world are manipulating those lemmings within the Republican circles. Kind of big pharma funded narratives. Right?
Well, that's right. Fox News wouldn't have Trump on for 2 years after they stole the election, totally turned on him. And I'm seeing some good folks over at Fox, and it's well produced. But still, the globalists are trying to keep their enemies closer in all of this, and we need Trump to keep the focus on digital media and freeing up Facebook and everywhere else. But separately, give me your this is your bailiwick. The Defense Intelligence Agency before, that and around the world as a Green Beret, Special Operations. Clearly, I mean, it's not my opinion. The Democrats, as we can put up the articles, war-gamed civil war if Trump won 4 years ago. Now they say that's their plan again. They're doing the exact playbook. They're saying we got to fight and die to stop Trump on The View everywhere. They're clearly warming things up, as you said, into the summer. They're openly defending MS-13 and all these other dangerous drug, gangs. And so clearly, they're going to try this play. They said that's their plan. Carbel, when Trump wins, we're going to have an armed uprising. Well, they got to have the migrants getting killed at a demonstration. They got to have some George Floyd 10.0 thing. Do you agree with that? State that. How is the enemy doing? They look badly coordinated at some levels, but not at others. I agree. Our bigger enemy is the neocons and others and jockeying around, undermining, and people falling asleep. But just kind of give us a 35,000-foot view, and then let's zoom in on what you expect as the summer months come in and the provocations.
Yeah, I think they need to create chaos so that the institutions that are being reined back in are not in a position to go after them, but instead they're focused on going after their manufactured threats, right? And that way all resources are then focused in on the foreign threats, the, everything that they're creating from the get-go.
Exactly. Iran, Russia, the SWAT attacks. I told the crew, I said, listen, they're trying to draw resources off. You're a military. Explain this as a diversionary tactic.
No, totally. You only have so many resources. Imagine you have only 100 wickets in order to conduct law enforcement activity, whatever that is, right? And then all of a sudden you have to send 5 or 10 to go ahead and investigate the swatting that they themselves created to go after Owen Schroyer. Another 5 or 10 of swattings going after Alex Jones. Meanwhile, when you look at the 30,000 foot level, like you like to say, I wonder why Fox News doesn't really cover the swattings of InfoWars. Is it because they may be just sitting back and watching it take place because they see you as a threat to their survival? So maybe they're not involved, but why would they want to amplify and kind of shine light on the egregious activity of the left? It only benefits Fox News if you are destroyed as an institution, because then everyone will be forced to consume their disinformation campaign.
Well, look, the bad guys are getting ready. Look, they've already set in motion the civil unrest. Will it be as strong as they were planning now that their funding's been partially cut off? Give us your analysis, because you're an expert on this. What do you think their plans are on the escalation curve here, and what do we do to stop them?
No, I think we're starting to see that escalation, but I also see them doing it through lawfare, right, and through legislative maneuvering. So if we were to compare what happened in the first – we're at 72 days of this administration. If we compare back to the first 72 days of the Biden, whatever you want to call it, that we already had at that point 55 peaceful, unarmed election justice rally attendees that were raided, swatted, and arrested, right? I'm talking about the January 6th political hostages, right? And today, we don't really see much of that because the lawfare escalates and they're doing their parliamentary maneuvering like yesterday, I think it was. Adam Bullschiff, he's a senator now from California. He's actually trying to stop the confirmation of certain U.S. attorneys throughout the country, particularly the one in the District of Columbia, because guess what? The U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia, who was theirs? It was Matt Graves, and he was the one that weaponized unlawfully against 1,500 J6 political hostages.
And it's not just they victimized all those people. That took federal resources while O'Biden was bringing in all the drug gangs and handing over everything to them for the buildup of their takeover. I know you know this, but the general public may not. Explain that a communist or globalist system always uses as their auxiliary for plausible deniability criminal cartels and criminal street thugs. I mean, you know, think Hitler and the brown shirts. People need to understand this is a formula we're witnessing.
Right. So, I mean, there's two components there. You're talking about the Civil War conditions component, which was advocated by Congressman Jamie Raskin, right? And maybe he's, you know, he didn't do his Civil War conditions on January 6th like he wanted to, or maybe January 20th. So now he's potentially organizing it with his colleagues, you know, through what you've
Tesla,
described.
It's them.
Yeah, it's them.
It's Biden's disinformation czar running the Tesla attacks.
That's on the House side. And then on the Senate side, you have the Adam Schiff trying to block the U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia from actually going after the deep state, from actually prosecuting what DOGE is uncovering. So there, it's a multi-pronged effort. And unfortunately, the deep state is running – the way I see it, the deep state is still right now running circles around this administration. And it is up to us to continue to expose what they're doing so that those that are in the administration – start to identify and recognize it to then to be able to counter.
Exactly. Everybody keeps asking Trump to save us. No, Trump needs us to save him. We'll be right back. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. Quite frankly, I didn't develop Optimal Human when Bigley came on as a big sponsor, and I told them the supplements I wanted from the companies I wanted, and they went out and did what I wanted, and people love them, and they're incredible. The turmeric, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. But they'd had this out for years, and I thought, my green caps are great, and, you know, this other company I use is great, because, you know, green superfoods are amazing. And then I finally took it, and Harrison Smith took it, and I was like, my God. And by then, we'd been selling it 4 or 5 months, and it was already a top seller. The problem is there's so many ingredients and it's so hard to source and it's so clean, high standards, that it's sold out most of the time. We finally got a decent shipment of it in, but we never offered it for subscription because we just couldn't keep it. When you subscribe at thealexshowstore.com and then they keep it back for you so it never sells out. So go to thealexshowstore.com and get your Optimal Human and so many other incredible products today. Check out all the great Patriot apparel. Make your life more healthy and enriched and help keep us on the air as we take on the deep state at point blank range and win.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sea Moss has been by far and away our best selling product on the alexjonesstore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now Irish Sea Moss is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine, it's also abundantly bioavailable. Now if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detox itself. Check out Ultimate Sea Moss capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate Sea Moss capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate Sea Moss capsules every month.
Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now. The very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade. It works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take 3 droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. You've got it. Now we see the earth. Now you've got it. Now we see the earth. You've got it. Now we see the earth.
He knows what he's talking about. And I've got all this other incredible news that I could sit here and cover that's very entertaining and, you know, has some good effect. But when you have the Democrats in August of 2020 officially main war plan and publish it in the New York Times, they're going to have blue states secede in cities and have a uprising and a physical war if Trump won. And then they said 6 months ago, over and over again, we're going to do that again. Ibby wins, and Raskin, Carbel, all of them saying it, and then now I've been seeing it all escalate, And that's what you do to test out their mobs, to make it look grassroots, to get everybody overwhelmed. And then the Hezbollah, then the communists, then the Antifa, then the MS-13. And now we get the intel that they're going to use these cartels to go after Trump supporters and his family and prominent people, including me and General Flynn. That's directly, not just from Flynn and high-level sources. This is coming into the NSA, CIA, FBI. The FBI comes. The Navy SEALs come and say no, and you're on there, and the Navy SEALs are on there, and they're coming to their houses, and they got Sinaloa involved. So you got a civil war with the CIA that's been laundering drugs, running a lot of these groups through the Democrats. Trump's cutting off the funding, making the right moves, but he's got them all wound up, and now they're getting arrested by the hundreds all over the country. And the left is publicly defending them, and you go, why would they do a 90-10, 95-5? This is an 80-20. They got polls. 95% of Americans say deport, MS-13 and all these other organizations. So this is TDA. This is huge. So when Ivan Raikland just said that look, Trump needs our help. He's got a lot of good people around him who are trying to learn all this. And I can tell you, I get calls from Congress people all the time saying, we listen to your show every day. We need answers on this and that. And I'll tell them, we'll talk to this person, talk to that person, literally, about who should we have on this committee, blah, blah, blah. And it's not saying that I'm that smart. It's that most people have not been involved in this for decades, like myself and others. Raikland, been all over the world really smart. I guess he's been involved about 8-9 years or so, done a great job. He's a quick study. And now he knows probably more than I do in many subjects. It's not about who knows the most. It's about that more people don't understand it. And so Trump's learned a lot from 8 years ago. You see that. But still, there is a real normalcy bias in Washington and in Fox and all of it, a business as usual. If we don't fix this, everything's collapsing, folks. That's all the numbers. There's whole new global alliances that have to be formed, or we're going to collapse, and the whole world's going to collapse, as Musk keeps saying. And I agree with Raikland. I want him to speak to this and anything else he wants to say, and I'll try to shut up. That Musk is so key because of his focus, his understanding, what a quick study he is, the money, the reach, empowering other journalists and influencers, and them trying to run him out, but he wants to leave himself. That's going to be spun as a victory. Then they're just going to move on to Trump and his other prominent backers. So, and you heard Trump yesterday, I want Musk to stay, but he's getting ready to leave. Because, yeah, Musk understands his companies can't hold up against this. Okay, he's got a lot of courage. When he said he saw Trump got shot, he went from supporting Trump to getting fully behind him. But you don't understand how close this is. I mean, I think those are accurate statements, and then you take it from there.
Yeah. There's a couple of factors here. I mean, logistically, to be a special government employee, it only grants you authority to be an employee for 130 days. That expires on May 30th, if I'm not mistaken, if he started on January 20th. So we're about, a month and a half, or I guess 2 months out for the expiration of Elon Musk being an SGE, at least for this year. Now, it doesn't curtail him from being able to, behind the scenes, continue to apply pressure, continue to do what Doge is doing. Because at the end of the day, he's essentially the catalyst of what Doge is doing. And they can continue on if they become, I guess, full-time employees in whatever capacity they need to be.
He's just the Merlin that lays the foundation and sets it in motion.
But I want to say one point on Doge. I'm hearing from my sources that when Doge is going into these different locations, particularly when we saw Elon at the CIA a couple days ago, they're putting forth, liaisons by those institutions to not help and facilitate exposing corruption. They're there to block, to limited hangout, provide information and access so that they think they're getting to uncovering corruption, but they're not uncovering the big stuff. So if Elon's listening in, he needs to really work with his team to make sure that they're working with the folks that are ready, willing, and able to expose the big, big kahuna covert action programs going back to the beginning of the institution's creation, the CIA, that is, and then from there work his way forward with all the financial transactions, proving all the corruption that can then be sent over to the DOJ for criminal referrals.
Absolutely. And one tactic is, a whistleblower pops up, gives them some little sub thing that'll take up all their time.
Yeah. And that's the key right now. They realize that Trump's going to be in office. They may win the House, right? And they may impeach Trump, but he's still going to remain in office. So they have to slow walk Trump 2.0 from their exposure. And I would say that Fox News is going to be complicit in being that limited hangout to make sure that, no accountability is created for those on the, what I call the deep state target list. Let's just face it.
But the issue is China double crossed the globalists 15 years ago. Their order fell apart. They, even from their evil perspective, failed. That's why they have to be removed. Don't the minions in the system understand that if Trump and Musk and us aren't successful, we're all screwed, including them? Don't they understand that their mismanagement, even if we were evil and saw their perspective, which we don't, they have failed. They have to be removed. They don't know what they're doing.
I think most of these bureaucrats don't know that this is going on because they're consuming the information that the system is providing them. You know, just like I think I mentioned this before in one of our interviews, that you have fast food that is poisonous to your body, right? Well, you also have information that's poisonous to your livelihood. And so if you're being spoon fed only a certain ration of poisonous information that's mostly false, speaking of false, just like the disinformation diva Nina Yankovitz was testifying about protecting yesterday. This is what the bureaucrats consume. So they don't even know that their predicament is so dire.
Yeah, they're some of the most, by the way, she's heavily involved targeting Tesla.
Yeah, I like to remind people that she is a registered foreign agent as of November 2022 on DOJ's Foreign Agent Registration Act, the website. It's there. I posted another tweet about it yesterday. At the end of the day, she is carrying the water of the, you can see one example here. She's a foreign agent. And when she was asked during the testimony yesterday, would you disclose your donors for this new organization that she's leading now that she can't be the disinformation diva over at DHS? She's like, I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to go ahead and ask you to overturn. I can't remember exact statement that she made, but we do have a clip on that. Bottom line here is that the deep state is continuing to run circles around this admin as it's trying to get its feet underneath it. And unfortunately, we're running out of time because I would say that June 1st is when the summer cycle starts. That's when you're going to see the escalation of, George Floyd 11.0 at this point. And then from there, the political ecosystem is going to focus in on, at least the established order is going to focus on the elections in New Jersey, as well as Virginia in 2025, the gubernatorial and the statewide races. And then after that, we're looking at Thanksgiving, holidays, and then it's the 2026 election cycle. And then the pundits are going to say, oh, we can't go aggressive against anyone because that'll really impact the political season next year. So we have to be benign. We can't hold people to account because people are going to think it's too extreme and aggressive. So I would say that we're about 2 months out of we need to conduct things in a massive sprint these next 60 days if I were advising this administration. Does that make sense?
No, I'm listening to you. The wheels of justice turn slow. The wheels of justice turn slow. So we're not a tyranny. So, and you're a lawyer, you know this. But what's the timetable for indictments? We're seeing some FEMA officials, DHS officials caught stealing money. We're seeing some FBI agents indicted that were corrupt. But, we need to see some kingpins indicted very quickly.
I can't agree with you more, Alex. A good example would be, at the end of the day, I think a John Brennan, a Jim Comey, some of the senior folks that were involved in stealing the election in 2020 from the FBI and then covering up for it, CIA and FBI, right? Once we start there, then it starts to unravel things. But then in addition to that, a lot of people forget a lot of this corruption is facilitated and instigated by the senior leadership of the legislative branch. So when you look at the Capitol corruption, and I just did a long form interview with Tarik Johnson, whom you've had on the show and Owen's had on his show. We went into much more detail of exposing specific names at the highest levels of not only the Capitol Police, but the Speaker of the House and Senate Majority Leader appointed Capitol Police Board that was involved in much of the weaponization that has been taking place with the 1,500 defendants of January 6th. So I would advise that this administration needs to not only look at the what DOGE is looking at within the executive branch, but our leaders within Congress, Speaker's office, Senate Majority Leader's office, both political parties have been complicit. This is my assessment based on my extensive research and analysis and investigation. And I'm going to continue to release that. And that interview you can find on my X channel. I'm in segments releasing the almost 3-hour interview that I did with Tariq Johnson as a total insider, where we go into details and we bring names, receipts, and it's a masterclass, I would say, in him articulating on who needs to be criminally charged also by the U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia. And if Adam Schiff has his way, that will not happen. And that's why Adam Schiff is trying to block Trump's pick for U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia from being confirmed. So we need to get him over the hump if we're going to see any sort of accountability.
Absolutely. They're trying to get hard chargers and understand what's on the line here. And on the Ukraine war front and the developments there, Zelensky for the upteenth time said he would do the mineral deal, didn't do it. They keep trying to, you know, say that, Russia needs to agree to something, but NATO, as you know, and this new alliance, the Northern Group, says that as we speak, they're sending officially British and French troops, and they've already been there, as you know. They're trying to drag us into this. I think it's time to get out of NATO. What is your view as a warfighter of the situation with the super dangerous Ukraine-Russia war?
I'm going to have to agree with Mike Benn's analysis on a lot of the foreign policy kind of excursions that we're involved in. First and foremost, we have to look at, DOGE needs to do that deep dive into DOD, into all of our foreign policy making institutions, and then make the determination on what was corrupt and rotten. And then once that's removed out of the equation, then we can have a serious sit down and policy discussion on what should be the priority for America and our values to work with other nations throughout the globe. Right now, all the decisions that are being made are based on how much can you pocket via corruption into the system. And so that muddies the waters on whether or not a policy decision is legitimate and rational. Once we pull out the corruption, then I would suspect that, the priority should be our relations with our neighbors first and foremost, the Monroe Doctrine. So not only Canada, but the rest of the Western Hemisphere. And then once we get kind of things coordinated and synchronized in a mutually beneficial way that benefits America as well, then we can start to have discussions of what relations we should have with the Eastern world. And I get it, the economic component to it, but let's face it, we're becoming more accessible globally. We need to essentially, I agree that at this point, it'd be nice if Greenland invited us to be their caretaker. It would be nice for Canadians to decide on their own that the best path forward for their individual liberties is to unite with a freedom-loving United States of America. It would be also nice to remove the District of Columbia from being a district and actually subsumed by Maryland. Virginia did that in the early days, even though it was annexed first and then re-annexed. And then we work our way into Mexico to essentially, through winning hearts and minds with truthful information on X, Rumble, right, et cetera, to go ahead and get buy-in from our neighbors. And then we can expand globally and then also push back against the system that's being promulgated by the CCP, which I think once the world sees what it is, most people will reject the tyrannical CCP order and actually opt for the American style of individual liberty founded system as opposed to the tyrannical communal CCP driven system.
In closing, I know our enemies aren't giving up, but their rank and file are dwindling, and they look really depressed. You got bellwethers like Bill Maher running in and trying to be friendly to Trump. I don't trust him, but it shows that they know which way the wind blows. How would you rate the enemy's morale right now?
I think that they're emboldened because they see that they can just – because remember, these lemmings, all they need is one catchphrase. They make Elon the enemy now. It went from TDS to Elon derangement syndrome, and now they can go after specific, products like Teslas and the Cybertrucks. And I only see that they're emboldened, particularly with what, in light of what happened yesterday in Wisconsin. They were able to, at this point in time, steal the election, from my opinion, based on conversations with Peter Berniger.
Roger Stone, as you know, is an expert. He doesn't just come out and say stuff. He said 100% stolen. He says the numbers are impossible.
And so I think at this point, for Elon to save face in what occurred in Wisconsin yesterday, I think if he does and works with the Schimmel campaign, as well as Peter Berniger and some of the other folks like Dan Eastman's of the world in Wisconsin, I think they can expose the rotten voter rolls.
No, I agree. Look, he's the man in the arena. They're spinning it like, oh, this is a you know, test, you know, that shows he's not doing well. No, he's put himself in the arena. I admire him even more. All right, Ivan, let's get you back on again soon. I wanted to get updates on what you're seeing in Congress and get on the other shows. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, they hate America. They're scum. They're criminals, and their minions are totally brainwashed. They'll just attack. They'll beat a woman up at a red light or run them off the road because they were driving a Tesla. I mean, these people are psychotic, and they're just coming after everybody. So I can't wait to hear Trump's announcement that starts in 10 minutes. I'll be hosting the War Room, the stream. We're going to put the War Room on it as well. You'll also find the InfoWar stream. So that's all coming up. Look, I want to go after these Satanists in Kansas. It's incredible footage of them beating people up. I want to get into the orbiting of the Antarctica. I've got time to hit that, so I'm going to do that. But I'm gonna do a report on the Satanists today that'll just be put out on X, and I'll air it tomorrow because I need to really take my time with it. It is unbelievable. It's a window into these scumbags. But right now, let's talk about the historic event that happened yesterday with this SpaceX capsule that orbited the North and South Pole. And a lot of people say, well, why have they never done this with manned human flight? Well, if you look at the globe, almost all the populations are from the equator up. And that's where the communication satellites need to be. You don't want to launch satellites that go north to south because then they would only hit limited things that are on that line. You want them going around the population centers. Okay? But finally, humans have orbited it, and I love the fact that it is amateur folks that paid to go up. This is real commercialization of space, real tourism, not some space plane that barely gets into space. This is the real deal. And the incredible curvature of the Earth that you see. I mean, you got these flat earthers say, oh, that's the portal. That's why it curves. No, this is a big window that opens up, and there they are with their cameras showing it. And I saw the delusional people online. Oh, no, it's CG. On. The world's flat. I'm going to tell you, I'm an amateur astronomer since I was a kid. My dad bought, when I was a teenager, a huge industrial one, a Meade, that now they've been sold to the public for a long time. It's all computerized. You can type it in, and then it follows things. And I've sat there and watched Jupiter turning and its moons with my own eyes for 5-6 hours out there in the middle of the night. The planets are round, spherical. The sun is. That's what's going on. And I get people want to believe that everything they've been told is a lie just because the corporate media lied to them. But this, you know, this type of stuff is just madness. And it, just because you have people on one end that believe two men can have a baby and whatever CNN says is true, and other people on the other end that, you know, really seem to believe the Earth is flat or they don't know what it is. It's just completely moronic. And if you don't understand how the universe was formed, look at the arc of a welding arc. When it's melting, the pieces of metal are falling. Just the time it drops from, say, 5 feet in the air and hits the ground, it's little tiny spheres. Because that's what a hot molten object does. And the Earth is still cooling off. We have the crust, the mantle, the core. And look at this cool spaceship that SpaceX built. So that you've got the big, and it's on the videos that are at X on Real Alex Jones, also on Infowars.com. There's an article about it. And you can watch the whole thing and hear it all and watch them open up the big window and look at volcanoes going off down on Antarctica and at the Arctic. It is simply spectacular and amazing, and the universe is just so full of wonderment. And again, my dad, when I was about 12, bought that huge mead deal, and we used to, you know, we'd drive out to Llano or drive out to, you know, the desert so there's no light pollution, and we'd bring some food, and, you know, my dad bring a six-pack of beer. I'd get a beer or two, you know, even when I was like 13, 14, and we would sleep out there in sleeping bags about 3 a.m. and get up at 6 a.m. and drive back to Austin. But we would sit there, and I'd hook a 35-millimeter camera up to it and take gorgeous photos. I need to find them of Saturn and comets. And I'd sit there, and over, you know, 4 or 5 hours watching Jupiter, you could see it turning. You see the moon's moving. It's round. It's spherical. And my dad bought a green lens for it. He still got this old telescope. Still works great. We used it like 5 years ago. And you can put a green lens over it, because you can't do that unless you do it, and aim it at the sun. And you can watch explosions on the sun. You can watch, if you sit there for hours, and you can hook it up to a time lapse or even a time lapse computer, you see the sun turning. You see it, you know, it doesn't turn much when I watch it, but it's you have to tape it for days for the whole time it turns, but you see it move. And if it's a clear enough day, you can see Mercury, if Mercury's lined up with the Earth, which it is. It's usually low down on the horizon. So is Venus. And, you know, I've forgotten more about astronomy than most people know, and I'm still a complete layperson and never have time to do it in 30 years. But that's what I used to do. I used to hunt and hike and astronomy and everything else, and it's just so frustrating when I've had these flat earthers on, and I go, you understand you can observe Jupiter, and I said, is this the big gas giant? So it's really easy and clear to see. I mean, a cheap telescope on a clear night, I mean, you can see the color, the pink, the brown, the purple. You can see the moons. With a good one, I mean, it's like, it's huge. You got a big old telescope that's low in the back of a truck, got it, it's 2 minutes, can barely pick it up. You set that sucker up, it's got a computer to track it, and you're looking right through the lens. There's no computer between you. It's not some hack computer feeding CGI into you. And I'm looking right down the tube of that thing, and it is spectacular. So, it is real. The Earth is a sphere. The Earth is a globe. God bless you all. The streams are going to continue. I'm going to go get in the other studio in 2 minutes. And Trump is set to do his big Liberation Day from the globalist slave model. It's all coming up. So be sure and watch live coverage of Trump's unveiling of Liberation Day and press conference starts now at InfoWars.com/show and Real Alex Jones on X. Share the live feeds now. Great job, crew. Don't forget the highest quality methylene blue is now available at thealexjonesstore.com. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%, that's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert O. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure and check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones